Come on in to Black Bear Diner, where the portions are bear-sized and the service makes you feel at home. With breakfast served all day, anytime's right to dig into our one-of-a-kind sweet cream pancakes, Bear Benedicts, or generous sides of thick-cut bacon and tantalizing sausage patties, house-made from our signature recipe. Whenever you do breakfast, do it at Black Bear Diner, because around here, every plate comes with heaping helpings of happiness.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge, defending your rights as a Christian, a parent, and a citizen. Here's Brad Dickus.
A Christian Finnish congresswoman is under pretrial investigation by police for citing a Bible verse on Facebook condemning the Evangelical Lutheran Church of Finland's support of the LGBT lifestyles. Now, the congresswoman cited Romans 1, verse 24 to 27 to give evidence of the Bible's opposition to same-sex sexual relationships. This gesture has been labeled as an alleged hate crime against sexual and gender minorities. Folks, to know your rights to freedom of religion and speech, please contact Pacific Justice Institute and visit pji.org.
The Pacific Justice Institute provides legal representation to individuals without charge. Learn more at pacificjustice.org. That's pacificjustice.org.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
This is the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen, along with several of my colleagues from the Yak world. Yes, the Yakkers are here in force to go through the list from Talkers Magazine of the top 10 stories and the top 10 people that are connected to those stories. That's what the discussion is about, because the research at Talkers Magazine, Talkers.com, would indicate that these are the big stories. The folks at Talkers listen to the key radio stations, the key programmers, the key hosts around the country to find out what the heck is going on. So here to help me discuss it, or actually I'm going to let these two discuss it, and I'll chime in once I get them going. Rick Jensen is here from WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware. Clever choice of call letters there. I don't know how they came up with those, but somebody had to have stayed up all night figuring that one out. And then there's Victoria Jones in from the D.C. Radio Company. Most people think that means District of Columbia, but you and I both know, Jensen, it means direct current. She's directly connected to the world of what's going on in Washington, so we then should begin probably with number one. Sometimes I start at the bottom, number 10, and go to the top, and then sometimes we just, it seems that the work this week on impeachment, the inquiry, fever growing, it screams for conversation for the traditional, real hardcore news talk radio stations that are mostly right of center that may or may not like this. There are reasons for Republicans to like this, reasons for Republicans not to like this. Stock market, other things, there are all kinds of things that blow in the wind. The thing that impresses me about this, if that's the right word, the thing that bothers me is it is a complete and utter waste of time, waste of taxpayer dollars, which offends me, frankly. I would vote against anybody. If I were in a district where someone voted to impeach Trump, this is just my value because I'm interested in actually fiscal sanity and soundness, plus the fact these people ought to be getting something done, and they aren't doing a damn thing except trying to get rid of Trump. What does that do for their constituents? Unless you're a hardcore Trump hater, it doesn't do a damn thing. It doesn't do anything for anybody except create media mayhem, which now seems to be, on every street corner. It sounded like the old days when the barker was on the corner of the street, hear ye, or get your nose, or whatever it is. All right. So, Victoria, as you are in the District of Columbia, have your ear to the rails there, even though the metro is not as good as it used to be. It's still on the rails. Are we going
delay
to go
on the red line the all weekend? Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Good for you. So are we going to be off as the presidency, the country off the rails with all of this foolishness? Because that's what it is. It's just theater. It's political theater.
Well, it isn't. political theater.
That's your opinion. I'm telling you.
I'm telling you it's not political theater from a national security point of view. It is political theater from a television point of view, and it might be political theater in other aspects. So it's multifaceted. It's pronged.
Okay, I'll buy that. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, it's pronged. Yeah. Which is a great word.
Victoria, if I may, one reason many of us feel it is political theater is you go back
actually.
To 2000. Oh, you didn't finish. I'm sorry. Go right ahead. Okay.
But feel free to interrupt and I'll come back.
Like you did. Well done.
Help yourself. All right. So political theory, yes or no, I suppose we can start with that.
I'll tell you this. It is going to take over, although Congress is going on a 2-week recess, but that won't stop the chatter.
They just went back. What do you mean 2-week recess? They just went back after 2 weeks.
They wore themselves out.
Oh, my God.
Come on. This was hard.
What a joke this is.
This was hard. Come on. You are just tough on them.
If I may, Victoria, here's why a lot of us think of it as political theater. Everybody, I think, is coming to the realization and the knowledge that back in December of 2018, the Ukrainian court decided that they had indeed interfered illegally in the U.S. election by going along with President Obama's request to interview a GOP political operative, Paul Manafort, and then leaking what they discovered to the New York Times. So we see this. Oh, my gosh. Trump asked Ukraine to look into corruption and a Democrat. Hunter Biden, Joe Biden's son. And many of us look at this thinking like, wow, that's exactly what Obama did in asking the Ukrainian government to look into corruption involving a Republican.
Yes.
And in addition, you also have Joe Biden on YouTube saying, bragging to the Council of Foreign Relations, yeah, I withheld $1 billion until they fired the prosecutor. And that prosecutor was investigating Burisma, the natural gas company employing his son, Hunter. I think the real casualty on this is going to be Joe Biden's campaign. But if you disagree, I'd love to hear
why.
Well,
that's the point of it, of course, isn't it? And you're very on point with the Republican talking points. So well done.
John Solomon was reporting back in January of this year.
Doug's question, what is going to be different about this from normal impeachment investigations, if such a thing can be said to exist, is that because the House Intelligence Committee is going to be taking a large part of this, some of this is going to be happening behind closed doors. So whereas you might expect a lot of these hearings to be on the telly, some of this is actually going to be happening with what we'll be seeing is a large door shut. And so it's rather going to take away from the drama. And I don't think that the TV producers have taken that into account yet, that the stuff we're not going to know.
What's the purpose of doing it? This is the public's business, according to them. So how dare they have their hearings behind closed doors? It's so obvious what's going on here. It's directly driven by politics. I think we don't gang up on one another because we're all gentle people and we have maybe different points of view. But under the circumstances, I think that Rick is correct in that whether Trump's guilty of something or not the question. Has this been done before? Are these people in glass houses throwing stones? Yes, yes, yes. All right.
If I may, Doug, I have a friend, Jeff Furman, who is a great political prognosticator, 92% success rate in calling all sorts of Senate elections around the country, even before the primaries. And he suggested this. He suggested that one goal of this from the Democrats might not be Trump. It might be actually the 21 to 22 Republican seats that are going to be defended in the 2020 elections. If they can, in those states like Kentucky, for example, disparage the Republicans who are tight with Trump enough, the Democrats might be able to turn those seats. And I thought, wow, that's an interesting idea.
It's all politics, and the public's not being served. Up next, the UN General Assembly. And what went on in New York this week, number 4 on the countdown. Doug Steffen with Victoria Jones and Rick Jensen here on our weekly overview of what's going on in News Talk Radio according to the survey done by Talkers Magazine. Here's the survey that I have done among people of all ages. I have conversations. I asked, well, people who call my program or maybe I talk to on Facebook or social media about losing weight, what's the best way to lose weight? Well, there are a lot of great diets around, a lot of crash diets, a lot of unhealthy things you can do to lose the weight. You're supposed to, the idea of having the right weight attached to your body is so you'll be healthy. But yet a lot of the things that are out there for you to do or use to lose weight are just downright dangerous. Not the case with Kalitrin. Safe, safe, safe. Natural, natural, natural. Healthy, healthy, healthy. Kalitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. I invite you to go to their website, kalitrin.com, and to check out the ingredients. You'll find that they're all natural. They do not tell you that you'll lose all the weight overnight, because you won't. The honest way of taking care of your body is to lose weight gradually and then to keep it off, and that's what Kalitrin does. You take it consistently, and then you'll feel much more in touch with your body. Watch as the weight goes away. A little bit here, a little bit there. Number one ingredient is collagen, and that's responsible for healthy, lean muscle. Push the fat out, lose the weight, and stay on the program for 4, 5, 6 months. Your body starts remaking collagen, which is really the lifeguard when it comes to weight and weight loss. Collagen is the protein. 30% of your body is made of it, and we start making it when we're in our 20s, so this jump starts it. You're working again with your body to lose the weight. Go to Kalitrin.com, special deal, big sale right now. You go to Kalitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.com. You'll get free shipping using the DJV code, fabulous pricing, and then the satisfaction after 4, 5, 6 months of losing the weight and knowing you're going to keep it off. Kalitrin is the number one healthy choice for weight loss. Find out all about it at Kalitrin.com. Use the DJV code for free shipping and the big sale item. Would you like to leave a lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable asset. I have the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. Yep, 5 minutes. After only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now I wouldn't use anything else. Power Swabs, super fast, easy, and approved by hygienists everywhere. Get Power Swabs at 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code that sells you 50% off the retail price. Not available in stores. Just call 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs. Get the deal. 800-208-1797. The following 60 seconds is about you having safe and effective blood sugar support from Curalin. One out of every three of us is type 2 diabetic or pre-diabetic. So if you or somebody you know needs a way to support healthy glucose levels, you need to check out Curalin.net. Curalin is a phenomenal dietary supplement addressing the issue, no negative side effects. It works fast, 100% natural. Every single ingredient has been tested and approved for specific effects on glycemic response. You need support maintaining healthy blood sugar levels? Go to Curalin.net. That's Curalin, C-U-R-A-L-I-N. And for a limited time, I've arranged $20 off your first bottle of Curalin. Go to Curalin.net, use the coupon code DJV. Tens of thousands of people have found that finally there's an easy and natural way to be in control. Go to Curalin.net, use the promo code DJV, get started with $20 off. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, the UN General Assembly, one of the items number four on this week's story list from Talkers Magazine on the countdown, U.S. The UN General Assembly, U.S. President, well, all the countries are there, focus on that 19, was she 19, that young lady? 19 years old, right? Who caused
she's
the
younger than that.
Is she younger
Greta
than
Thunberg.
That?
I believe she's 17.
It's 17,
yeah.
Yeah, 16
okay.
or 17, yeah.
So what
yeah.
do you both make of that? What did you think of her and what the response was from the director of the UN? Is it just pandering to kids because adults seem to like the think that they want to show that they're listening to kids, sort of? Or is this really something that people will pay attention to and will have some impact?
I don't know if it'll have any impact because the adults haven't done anything so far. But why not listen? I mean, they are the ones who are going to inherit the earth, and so are their children. So why not listen? We don't listen to each other, do we?
Well, that's the point.
Yeah.
Nobody listens to anybody unless they agree. I agree with what she said. Otherwise, I'll turn the radio off. There seems to be a certain amount of pandering there. Rick, what do you think?
Yeah, and I have callers who were actually asking, gosh, is this at least bordering on child abuse? I mean, this young lady is actually passionate and scared and frightened. And yet I've talked with PhD climatologists on really both sides, or there's four different sides of this, and there doesn't seem to be any real true consensus. So they're frightening the children.
Yeah.
I think that's what a lot of people think.
It's kind of scary when you look at what happens to the rise in the water level. 21 after the hour.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
If it wasn't for a kind community member like you, I could have died on the streets. My name is Ted Williams, the man with the golden voice, and I will be your keynote speaker at the Good News Rescue Mission's 11th Annual Harvest of Hope Fundraiser Banquet at the Reading Civic Auditorium on Saturday, October 5th at 6 p.m. Support transformation and purchase your Harvest of Hope table at gnrm.org. I'll see you there.
He's alive!
Mary Shelley's spine-tingling classic comes to the Reading stage in all its theatrical glory. Riverfront Playhouse is proud to present Frankenstein, written by Mary Shelley, adapted by Andrew Billiter, directed by Matt McDonald. Tickets at riverfrontplayhouse.net or at Enjoy the Store in Reading. Showtimes Friday and Saturday, 7:30, Sunday matinees at 2, September 21st through October 19th. Come see a show unlike anything you've seen on the Riverfront stage before, if you dare.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Continuing on now with an overview of the charts from Talkers Magazine for the week of September 23rd to the 27th. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Rick Jensen from WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware, and Victoria Jones in here with us from the D.C. Radio Company. We're sort of cherry-picking some of these things to get a different point of view. We don't always get through all 10 of them. Sometimes
can we just acknowledge something?
Yes, we may.
That Everybody Wants to Rule the World is one of the greatest songs of all time.
I agree with you 100%. Yes.
Thank you.
And the fact that Ginger Baker from Cream is in rather precarious straits at the moment. He's 80 years old in a hospital in England. He and Eric Clapton, the founding members of Cream. I'm showing my age,
yeah.
I guess. I was a disc jockey when their music first came out. And it really, I didn't get what I was hearing at the time. I was listening, but you don't ever, without historical perspective, realize what something, anything does in terms of history. But in my estimation, there are two things to take away from that. I don't want to digress too much, but there are people talking about this week.
Yeah.
Cream really was the intro group for what is modern rock, and followed very closely by the Moody's. The Moody Blues, they were all friends. They came from the same basic area, kind of like the Beatles in a sense. They came from the working area Manchester, Birmingham, and England. I think you know that when I'm talking about, certainly Victoria, because you came from one of those cities. Didn't you come from Birmingham?
Liverpool.
Where did you come?
No, no. Birmingham. I came from Liverpool.
Liverpool.
And that is the root of rock and roll.
Well, it's the Beatles are not really rock and roll. The Beatles were so unique. There's just music. Their thing is revolutionized music, period. I think more specifically looking at what the result was of these guys. If there is a better guitar player around than Clapton, I don't know who it is. Maybe a couple of the session musicians that were in Nashville or that we are, by the way, learning much more about. Isn't it fascinating the amount of attention people are paying to that PBS special I'm talking about something that will capture you. It's Americana. It's not just about country music. It's about the history of this country. Ken Burns did a fabulous job in capturing what the moods were, who the people were. I don't know if you're watching it, but if you haven't seen it, maybe you ought to catch up on it. And I'm going to digress and then I'll stop. The other thing from the entertainment world, and we don't talk enough about entertainment, I don't think, here. If there's a better movie around than Downton Abbey, I don't know where it is.
I can't wait.
So I won't be a spoiler. But there is the last scene. There are four or five trails. Wait a minute, just a second.
Now?
Five different trails, different ideas, different thoughts, different things that trail into the next movie, including my prediction is the first frame in the next Downton Abbey movie will be a funeral. Okay, that's all I'll say. That's it. Great stuff, though. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, the situation with Iran and the U.S., I fail to see what Iran thinks they're going to get out of all of this. What am I missing here? And I thought the guy that ran Iran, not the Ayatollah, he's a nutbird, and he's just a crazy lunatic, kind of like a couple other leaders in the world. Boris is one. I think he's a nutbird as well. But I don't get what they think is going to happen, how they're going to benefit from blowing up a petroleum. I just don't see what they think they're going to get. What am I missing?
And now making a big deal about releasing the British tanker and such. I guess what they're getting is they're not getting bombed. Maybe that's what their goal is to stretch their muscles, not have retribution, and then see how much farther they can go. I don't know. Victoria, have you been studying this?
Yeah, I have been studying this, and it's puzzling, but there's more than one power source in Iran.
Well, yeah, there are. There are a couple. The age is a big factor in all of that, I think. That's really something. Maybe you see it in politics everywhere, but very demonstrative there. 28 after on the Talk Radio Review.
Doctors recommend it, nutritionists recommend it, and customers love it. Calitrin Healthy Weight Loss. Just listen to what everybody is saying.
Hi, I'm Marie from Pennsylvania, and I just lost 117 pounds of Calitrin.
This is Ron from Texas. I've lost 35 pounds with Calitrin.
I'm a firm believer of Calitrin. I have been on it for quite a while now, not only for weight loss, but for arthritis pain. I just love it. I've got both my daughters on it now and my son-in-law, so I just cannot say enough about it, Calitrin.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it. So far, I've lost 35¾ inches, and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try. It works.
See, Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, and with their huge buy three, get three free sale going on right now, there's never been a better time to order and be on your way to looking and feeling better. Just visit TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com, or call 833-TOP-LOSS.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Slobs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Slobs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why get give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes. Power swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get power swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in store, so call now for your power swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your power swabs today at 800-208-1797.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Hello, I'm Carlene Niver, and I would like to personally thank you for your support while we celebrate over 4 years of business at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar. I'm so proud and excited to see our growth with loyal and new guests alike. Those of you who know me know that I love great food, but more importantly, I love to enjoy myself wherever I go. And that's what my dining team and I strive for when you walk into Carlene's. As the weather transitions, don't forget to book our banquet room for any of your upcoming holiday needs. We also offer outside catering for any occasion. Open 7 days a week, 4 p.m. to 9 p.m., 10 p.m. Friday and Saturday. Happy hour from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., located in downtown Reading on Center Street. A pinch of patience, a dash of kindness, and a spoonful of laughter make for the best dining experience. I look forward to celebrating over 4 years of business with you at Carlene's Restaurant and Bar.
For many people, their faith, their family, and their health are the most important things in their lives. Every day, the work that I do influences these things. Children go to college, couples move into their first home, people retire, businesses start, and charities are supported. All of this in part because of the work I do. I can make complicated things clearer so people understand them. I can solve problems and find solutions. People need someone to put their interests first. And for many people, I am that someone. I can lend an ear, stand with you during life's ups and downs, and provide that advice at just the right time. That's why I love my job. That's why I'm a financial advisor, Susan Eastman, with Wells Fargo Advisors in Redding, California, 243-7561. Once again, this is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors. I'd love to be your financial advisor. Please give me a call at 243-7561.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Returning now to those thrilling days of this week. The return of our focus on what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. Very unique concept, unique program with two unique voices here at the moment. Maybe three if I include myself. Rick Jensen, WDEL, and Victoria Jones from the DC Radio Company. Now, let's move into the area of health care.
Ah.
A lot of discussion. Number eight this week is a focus of something I'm very close to, the vaping situation, the deaths. Two more people have died from vaping-related illnesses. This is a national disgrace, in my opinion. The opioid epidemic, what people have done to themselves, what the drug companies have encouraged. And now we have these vaping outfits. The thing that really bugs me about this is the double standard. The state of Massachusetts this week put the sale of all vaping products on hold. They did not put cigarettes on hold. So cigarettes,
good point. Yep.
Tobacco products, chewing tobacco, all that stuff. You can still, anybody can buy that stuff. You're supposed to be 21 to buy it, but we all know that's a joke. And so with the vaping thing, one wonders how it is. I mean, I understand how this got started. Juul, probably the first company that that went out marketing this stuff, a way for you to stop smoking or stop having the impact of nicotine. And then the vaping, these capsules or cartridges, whatever you call them, they're put in there, have cherry flavor and lemon flavor and strawberry and you name it. You can, it's like an ice cream shop. And so kids start smoking it. They think it's cool. And now they're dropping like flies. And why this wasn't investigated. See, this is the double standard of the FDA and, again, government involvement. Oh, if the FDA says it's okay, it must be all right. Really? How many times can we go through any number of products that were approved by the FDA that amounted to deaths and men mayhem? So, anyway, in terms of what to do, I guess that's the question. Now that it's the old business about the horses and cows run out of the barn, then you close the door. This should have been something that more people paid attention to early on. It's just another example of government and its ineptness. And we sit here, we fear the government. But yet, what do they do other than create circumstances that are good for themselves? Anyway, I mean, even the dogs don't like it.
Well, I was going to say, what does Lassie say?
Right, Lassie says, yeah. So, all right.
Yeah, what kind of... not vaping right now.
Now, what about
one
this?
Angle we've been talking about it around this, Doug, is this. It's illegal, as you mentioned, for kids to be buying these products because they deliver nicotine. It's also illegal to buy wine if it's strawberry or cherry flavored or something if you're under the age of 21. So you have governors now in Michigan as well as New York and California saying we're going to ban this legal product because we see people are abusing it and they're dying from it.
Okay, well, so ban the sale of liquor. Ban, come on.
Automobiles. How about automobiles?
Tobacco, exactly,
everything else.
Exactly.
How far does it go that a governor can actually use their executive power to say, I'm going to ban this product? What's next? I'm looking forward to a governor, maybe California, who says, guns. I'm going to just ban guns because people die from them.
That's never going to happen because there is, in fact, a Second Amendment, so that's not going to happen. But I think the fear is that because there's so much that's unknown about vaping, and because so many very young kids are doing it, you know, they're doing it at 11, they're doing it at 12, and the dropping dead is happening so very quickly after they start. And I think that is what is very alarming. And they don't quite know what is causing it. And I think that's what it is. And they're pretty darn sure that the manufacturers have been a little bit nefarious.
I can't imagine they're on a group of lawyers someplace. Usually when something like this happens, there's a law firm or two or three of them that jump all over it. Has your family been affected by vaping? Call 888-888-888, and we'll save your life and get you millions. I've figured that's going to happen pretty soon. All right, next up, the situation with Brexit and boring Boris. What a bonehead this guy is. I didn't know much about him before, but anything that I see or feel or think about him right now leads me to believe. And, you know, you look at the situation in Israel or you look around the world, and it's kind of the home. Never mind around the world. I'm looking at the same thing happening in my hometown of Framingham, Massachusetts. The polarization, like the mayor, don't like the mayor. Like the president, don't like the president. Bibi Netanyahu, don't like him. Like Boris, don't like him. It becomes a personality thing rather than an issue thing. The issue here is whether England survives heartily economically or doesn't. And because the European Union has so inculcated probably not a better example of how it worked than England's relationship on the island to the rest of Western Europe. And yet, you know, I'm of a thought, but Victoria, you probably have some friends and talked to and watched it. The people that I know over there are cheering the thought of having another election. And that seems to be more in the cards now than it was even a month ago. Is that true, do you think?
Yes. And there was a furious scenes in the House of Commons this week that really sparked a backlash. I mean, a furious backlash after Boris Johnson criticized the UK Supreme Court judgment, which was unanimous 11-0, to use a British phrase, which means zero, highly inflammatory language. Use language such as surrender and betrayal, and said the best way to honor the memory of murdered Member of Parliament Joe Cox was to get Brexit done. He deployed People versus Parliament, and said a number of other things. And he talked about there've been references to the dead Parliament, and a lot of other things. Betrayal, traitor, and things like this. Now, what is extraordinary about this is that Joe Cox is a Member of Parliament who was murdered by an extremely hateful man a couple of years ago. Joe Cox was a Member of Parliament who campaigned relentlessly for Remain, in other words, to stay in the European Union.
Yeah.
And for him to use her as a way of saying the best way to honor her memory is to get Brexit done is one of the most disgusting, cynical things. And this isn't a political statement. This is just pure fact that he could possibly have done. The people in the Commons were so shocked, particularly since it then emerged that members of Parliament are receiving awful, awful death threats. And they started to rise from the benches to say that he was going to increase their death threats and that they now needed security and protection because of him. And he refused to apologize, moderate his language, and called it humbug.
Yeah. Well, you see, that's the tone. I go back to what I said a few minutes ago. That's the tone of politics around the world and politicians. What's your take on this, Rick?
I have no disagreement with anybody. Oh, here's what I look forward to. I look forward to Brexit, and I look forward to the value of the British pound sterling dropping, so it's really really cheap to travel through England. That's what I look forward
to. You're self-serving, son of a gun, you.
Yes, I am. I'll tell you what Joe Cox's widower tweeted was. He said he felt a bit sick about it, but he said, never to demonize the other side and always hold on to what we have in common.
Mm-hmm. I think that's excellent.
That's nice.
Advice. We are one. We haven't been one since September 11th, and look what it took to get us to be one, in a manner of speaking. This is the Talk Radio Review with Victoria Jones, Rick Jensen, Doug Steffen. A question comes on a product that is new to the market called Curalin. What is Curalin? Curalin is an attempt to effectively supplement those people who have type 2 diabetes or on the way there. You probably know somebody that's a type 2 diabetic or pre-diabetic. This is for them. This is for you, because Curalin will reduce insulin resistance. It will slow glucose, i.e. the sugary absorption into your system, and it will help regenerate pancreatic cells. That's one of the things that is an important part of this. 10 ingredients in Curalin that contain a lot of fiber. It helps the pancreas secrete insulin. I sound like a doctor now, right? What you want to know, the bottom line here, is that Curalin will promote stable blood glucose levels. And that's what you need if you are pre-diabetic or diabetic. You don't absorb sugar well. You need to check out Curalin.net. It is a really phenomenal supplement, in my mind. Works fast, 100% natural. All the 10 ingredients will, and these have been tested and proven in scientific circumstances, to defeat the effect of glycemic impact on your body. If you have a problem with sugar, check out Curalin.net. Get the natural support you need at Curalin.net. Right now, the arrangement is $20 off the first bottle of Curalin. Go to the website, CureLyn.net, use the code DJV, and get $20 off your first bottle. Once again, CureLyn.net, code DJV. Save yourself, save your life with CureLyn.net. CureLyn at CureLyn.net.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Autumn brings diverse activities from Sunday night football to Oktoberfest. But between the travel, food, drinks, and apparel, these events can come with a cost. According to a Bank of America survey, last year, Americans reported spending an average of $1,500 per month on fall activities. Jason Gaughan, Bank of America executive.
With endless options for fall fun, it's important to use a rewards card that can help you treat yourself to more than just seasonal activities. The Bank of America Travel Rewards Visa card earns an unlimited 1.5 points for each dollar spent on every purchase everywhere. That means each tailgate or fall festival can quickly earn you points towards your travel purchases, here or abroad. Plus, preferred reward members can earn 25 to 75% more points on every purchase, which translates to up to 2.62 points for every dollar spent.
For more information on the travel rewards card, visit bankofamerica.com/travelpoints.
A lot of you have helped build MyPillow into the amazing American company it is. Now, Mike Lindell, who's the inventor and the CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to you, listeners of the DJV program. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products. You go to MyPillow.com right now, click on Radio Listener Specials. Use the code DJV, and you can buy, for example, a body pillow. Usually $89, now $29. Wow, what a savings using the code DJV. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials, save up to 50% and more on the body pillow. That's the great example I've got for you right now. $29.99, usually $89.99. Enter the promo code DJV for these great specials. Again, MyPillow.com, and the code is DJV. The way to lose weight using Calitren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. This jump starts it, and that's really what helps you to keep the weight off, isn't it?
It is. And, you know, it's hard to talk about that because a lot of people are like, well, I've got a wedding next weekend and I want to lose a lot of weight. This is not the product to do that. You're not going to drop 10 pounds in 10 days. But if you stick with it, you're going to see the results and you're going to feel better than you have in years.
So this is just a support. And the thing that is best about it and the reason that I endorse it is because I'm a naturalist. This has no stimulants whatsoever. It's all natural. So you'll be on the top of the world, as the bottle says, using Calitren. So go to toploss.com. There's a big sale on right now. Use the DJV code and you'll get free shipping as well. Calitren at toploss.com. Use the discount code DJV. Talk Radio Countdown Show. Finding a happy medium here, a happy ground this week is hard to do. The top 10 stories, according to the research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine, at number 10, what's going on with Brexit? Good heavens. The stock market, number 9, healthcare reform, and a lot of things tied to that, having to do with vaping, which is affecting healthcare in a big way, number 8. Our relationship with China is number 7. Number 6, presidential race and hopefuls for 2020. Number 5, situation with Iran. Will they or won't we? Should we or shouldn't we? All of that stuff. General Assembly and climate change. Focus on what's going on weather-wise on the world. Number 4. Number 3, continuing focus on immigration reform. What's happening with our friends in Ukraine? Number 2, and the impeachment. The inquiry into it is number 1 on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. A moment or two on the, I guess, going into the name department, because there's a people list, too, at Talkers Magazine. Netanyahu and Benny Gantz at number 10, Boris Johnson at 9, Charlie Baker, who is the governor of Massachusetts, number 8, and his play on the vaping thing, that's what got everybody's attention this week. Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren at number 7. What I'm finding interesting is that Bernie is starting to target Elizabeth Warren now because she is pushing away into the number 2 position. Bernie doesn't like that. They are two peas in a pod as far as their philosophies and programs and stuff. But now Bernie's trying to criticize her on Twitter. I think this is a losing, I don't know. I don't like either. I kind of like Bernie as a character. I don't have any, I care not for Ms. Warren at all. She's a senator from Massachusetts, another grandstander. She's got some interesting ideas. My children love her. I just, she leaves me completely cold. What about you, Rick, and the business between Sanders and Warren?
Well, politically, she actually came out ahead of Joe Biden in a poll this week, 27, and he was at 20 points, and Bernie number 3. So I can see why, because it seems like impeachment of Trump is going to really damage Biden's campaign. As for the policies, it's always amusing to hear how they think they're going to pay for it. You know what I mean?
Well, but it may be whether Biden is damaged or not. I don't see how Warren or any of these other people beat Trump, even as bad as he is, besmirched as he is. Biden is their only hope, because in the middle of the road, Warren is the wackiest left-winger you can possibly find. All right, Victoria, you get the final word.
Help me, Obi-Wan. You're my only hope.
Well done.
That's it. Pocahontas. Either of those two. We can take that away from our conversation here on the Talk Radio Review. Thanks to Victoria Jones and Rick Jensen. I'm Doug Steffen.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like preventive care. Our physicians are committed to keeping you healthy with the right vaccines and wellness checks for your children. For seniors, we can review prescriptions to make sure you're on track. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Everest to overview the top five items from the world of technology this past week, the last week of September 2019. Here to do that, I'll give her a little help, but she doesn't need much. Victoria Keelan, who studied all this, got the top five items from technology this week. And number five has to do with TiVo. I like this.
Yeah.
TiVo.
I didn't realize that TiVo was still around because every other system has DVR, but TiVo still has a very loyal fan base, and they are not happy with TiVo's newest decision to place pre-roll video ads before their DVR recordings for all their customers, even those who have a lifetime subscription plan. So this, as you can imagine, if you're watching Hulu or Netflix, well, Netflix doesn't do it, but Amazon or whatever, if you're watching any free streaming service, you expect to have to sit through through ads. That's normal. But TiVo is a subscription-only basis, so there is no free TiVo. If you rent the box, like you actually have a physical set-top box, that's the box that you're paying for, $15 a month or $20 a month or whatever your plan is. And so obviously TiVo customers are not thrilled that this is rolling out within the next 90 days, and there is nothing anyone can do about it except
cancel.
Sit through it. Yeah, but see, people are really addicted to their TiVo because it has a very big memory, and so instead of having a time limit on how long you can keep your programs recorded, it's almost like having your own server, and so like you can keep your stuff forever, and so people love that about TiVo. So this is not great news, and TiVo is obviously getting a lot of backlash for it. But you know, like I said, TiVo has so much competition now. I'm surprised to even learn they're still in business.
Right. All right. Next, number four on our way to number one is a Gmail focus.
The Gmail app, which is the way that 90% or more of Gmail users access their email, is through the Gmail app.
Yep.
And so they have been clamoring for a dark mode, and that makes the screen black with white lettering. And people have been this has been one of those things that Google has said, yeah, we're hearing you, but it took them a really long time to roll out the dark mode. It's actually rolling out right now for Android 10 and iOS 13 users. If you have an older version, you can go in and toggle your settings around, and you can update to it. But Google's other apps, they've kept the Google Maps, they've kept the same, which I think is smart because I can't imagine a map in dark mode. That doesn't really make a lot of sense. But it's a lot easier on the eyes, and so people have been begging for dark mode, and now Gmail says it's finally here.
Finally! Number three, Microsoft. I took action when you told us this story earlier in the week.
Microsoft issued two emergency Windows updates actually this week to protect critical and important vulnerabilities that impacted Internet Explorer and Windows Defender, which is actually their antivirus software. So if you are using Windows version 9, 10, and 11, you have to do the update immediately like Doug did, because this can allow a hacker to basically assume control of your computer and hold all of your info for ransom. It can, on the lighter end of that, it can slow your computer way down. Lots of bad stuff can go on here. So if you, again, if you're using Windows 9, 10, and 11, make sure you go in and do the both of these updates. If you do the first update for Windows Explorer, Internet Explorer, it will actually trigger the Windows Defender update. So that's, but definitely get on that, because that's really important. Windows has been very vulnerable.
Number two, about Apple now and the new Mac Pro. What's that story?
Yeah, this is an interesting story this week. Apple says that they'll be making their new Mac Pros in Austin, Texas, and that is after going back and forth about where they were going to manufacture, where they were going to assemble the computers. This has been a trade tariff back and forth between Tim Cook from Apple and President Trump. In July, President Trump tweeted that Apple just needs to make all the Mac Pro parts here in America, and then they won't have to deal with any of the 25% tariffs from China. But that's really not that easy, because there are a lot of parts that just simply are not made here. And so Apple has been going back and forth. They have somehow, and this is not really all that clear, but they have somehow been grandfathered in, and they will not be facing the tariff, the 25% tariff. So now the new Mac Pro, which is a highly anticipated new model, that will be either assembled or manufactured. We're not sure, but it will be coming out of Austin, Texas. So we'll see how that affects the pricing of the computers as well.
Number one, General Motors adds something to their cars.
Yeah, GM hasn't solved the strike yet, but they did have a pretty big announcement this week. They're adding Alexa, which is Amazon's most popular voice assistant, to millions of their vehicles starting in 2020. So if you have a 2018 Cadillac, GMC, or Chevy, you can also get the upgrade.
Top tech stories of the week, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Record.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Come on, let's sit down together at the Black Bear Diner on Highway 5 in East Cypress and Redding. Stop by for a family-friendly atmosphere, bear-sized portions, and expansive menu. Enjoy breakfast all day with bear-sized portions of their hearty Bigfoot chicken fried steak and eggs, scrumptious bear claw French toast, and signature sweet cream pancakes. Good food, good friends, good times at a place that feels like home. The Black Bear Diner in Redding.
Black Bear feels like home.
Into President Trump was historic. Only three previous presidents have been the subject of such proceedings. Andrew Johnson and Bill Clinton were impeached, but both remained in office after being acquitted in Senate trials. Richard Nixon, meanwhile, resigned to avoid being impeached. According to the U.S. Constitution, the House can impeach a president by a simple majority, while a two-thirds majority vote is required in the Senate to convict and remove a president. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Meanwhile, gas prices are up over the past couple of weeks.
We have a jump of a dime in the national average price of regular grade at retail. The new average is $2.73.
Industry analyst Trilby Lundberg of the Lundberg Survey says the jump is the result mostly from a drone attack this month on Saudi Arabia's key oil processing facility. A man struggling with a New York City police officer was able to shoot and kill the cop before he was shot and killed himself.
NYPD Chief of Department Terrence Monahan says 33-year-old Brian Mulkeen was shot three times, possibly with his own gun, as he struggled on the ground with the armed suspect.
A young man with a bright future who courageously patrolled some of New York City's toughest streets has tragically lost his life.
The nearly seven-year veteran was on patrol investigating gang activity. Mayor Bill de Blasio says Mulkeen just wanted to protect people.
He put his life on the line, and he gave his life for all of us.
The 27-year-old suspect, who police say was on probation, was shot by officers at the scene. Julie Walker, New York.
Be sure to check out the latest news and get the up-to-the-best analysis. You can find them both at townhall.com.
Something you need to know about Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners. They're on a mission to help as many people as possible to get out of pain. They've been a consistent sponsor of this show. In radio, sponsors come and go. They may even stay for a year or so, and then they're gone. Not so with Relief Factor. Pete and Seth are consistent year after year. Why? Because tens of thousands of people are now taking Relief Factor every day for their back and neck pain, shoulder pain, hip pain, knee pain, etc. And now they're in less or no pain at all. That's the truth. I'd like you to try it. Three-week quick start is just $19.95. In 3 weeks, you'll know if it works. How's that? Is that a great thing or what? Cancel if it doesn't work. Otherwise, it's the best $19.95 you will have spent. That's the quick start, relieffactor.com.
A Chinese trade delegation heading to Washington in mid-October to resume trade talks with the U.S., that according to a Chinese deputy minister of commerce.
Wang Xiaowen told reporters at a press conference that Chinese Vice Premier Liu He will represent the delegation for the 13th round of trade talks at the week after Chinese national holiday. The two governments have raised tariffs on billions of dollars of each other's goods. That has battered farmers and manufacturers on both sides and fueled fears the global economy, which already is showing signs of cooling, might tip into recession. I'm Zeria Shakli.
Hundreds of Lebanese protested today in the country's capital and other areas over an economic crisis that worsened over the past 2 weeks, with worries over dollar-reliant Lebanon's local currency losing value for the first time in more than two decades. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. An air permit's been approved by Arkansas environmental officials for a Chinese company's $1.8 billion paper mill that's been delayed by President Trump's trade dispute with China.
The Arkansas Department of Environmental Quality has approved the permit for Sun Paper's mill in Arkadelphia. It sets emissions limits for the facility. The plant will produce liner board for cardboard boxes. Sun Paper consultant Ray Dillon says design engineering can now begin, but a construction date hasn't been set.
Correspondent Jeremy House reports the project was first announced in 2016. Dillon says it will further delay unless the trade dispute is resolved. Car enthusiasts in the Maryland area are going to have to find another venue for their future shows. Ocean City Mayor Rick Meehan says the coastal town won't host the event next year after thousands of visiting fans raised havoc, disrupted lives, and defied law officers. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, this is Rob Burrows for the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, inviting you to our annual black and white Boondocker Ball. Dinner and dance and costume contests, Saturday, October 5th at the Anderson VFW Hall in Anderson, California. Live music, buffet dinner, and live auction. Sponsor tables are $500. Tickets are $35 each. For more information, call 378-2280. That's 378-2280. We'll see you there.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Come on, let's sit down together at the Black Bear Diner on Highway 5 in East Cypress and Redding. Stop by for a family-friendly atmosphere, bear-sized portions, and expansive menu. Enjoy breakfast all day with bear-sized portions of their hearty Bigfoot chicken fried steak and eggs, scrumptious bear claw French toast, and signature sweet cream pancakes. Good food, good friends, good times at a place that feels like home. The Black Bear Diner in Redding.
Black Bear feels like home.
Donation.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air now. Going over the charts from Talkers Magazine for the week of September the 23rd to the 27th. The top 10 stories, top 10 people. The work is done mostly by the gentleman who's here with us right now. And I'm not talking about Michael Harrison, because Michael is on assignment. Actually, he's at the fair event, which we are going to talk about during the course of our conversation in this hour, what that is and how it impacts, actually, number three item that is on. Oh, I'm taking your clout away from you, Kevin. I've just taken, it's like taking words out of the mouths of babes. Kevin Casey is here from Talkers. Now, you know me. I love to be dramatic about this stuff. Yes, it is an outrage. Victoria Jones is here as well from the D.C. Radio Company. All right, so, Kevin, you can assume the position that Michael does as starts off with the actual official list of stories and people. So take it away.
All right, we'll start with stories at number 10. We have a tie this week, the Brexit turmoil. When the Israeli election. At number 9, stock market and the economy. At number 8 this week, healthcare reform tied with the opioid epidemic and vaping. At number 7, U.S.-China relations. Number 6 this week, the 2020 presidential race. At number 5 on our chart, U.S.-Iran tensions. At number 4, the U.N. General Assembly and climate change. At number 3 this week, immigration reform. And number 2, the Ukraine flap. And, of course, number 1, the most talked about story at the end of the week. It's pretty much all that was talked about. The impeachment inquiry against Donald Trump.
All right. And the people list?
People, real quickly, at number 10, Benjamin Netanyahu and Benny Gantz. Number 9, Boris Johnson. Number 8, Charlie Baker. Number 7, Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren. At number 6, Greta Thunberg. At number 5, William Barr and Rudy Giuliani. Number four, I'm going to butcher this one, sorry, Vladimir Zelensky. At number three, Hunter Biden and Joe Biden. Nancy Pelosi at number two, and of course at number one, Donald Trump.
Now, you didn't butcher that at all. I thought you
butchered
did.
Butchered Nancy Pelosi, though.
Yeah.
Sorry, Nancy Pelosi.
Nancy Pelosi. Fancy Nancy. Oh, that's fancy Nancy. All right. So, Kevin, I said something that I think holds true. You won't necessarily agree with it, but you do a lot of the work when it comes to surveying the stations, figuring out what's going on. You're on top of the heap, number two man at Talkers magazine. So when you get right down, the difference, just give us a little background. I don't want to get in the weeds too much, but I'm interested in especially this week, the stories, the difference in attention between number 10 and number 1. Is it 10 to 1? Is it really that? I mean, for me it is, but I'm wondering how it is for you.
Well, if you look at it, for example, this week is an interesting example because obviously, you know, towards the end of the week, today, yesterday, and Wednesday to a large degree, the impeachment inquiry was pretty much all people were talking about on news talk stations. Yeah. But earlier in the week, there were other issues. So, you know, on one given week, if you would cut all these into a 10-piece pie, you know, towards the end of the week here, you know, 9/10 of what's going on is talk about impeachment. Number 10 is far, far less, especially on a week like this with such a dominating story. I hope that answers the question.
Yeah, it does, actually. That was very much what I was looking for. Victoria, when it comes to you, the D.C. radio company, I don't think I've ever explained what you do. I don't think you've ever explained what you do. We've talked a lot about you and your background in talk radio. You came to this country in the 70s. You got involved in the business, if you will. You've had an elite career on some of the best talk radio stations in the country at a time when women were shunned. I think you broke some ground here for women in talk radio as you got started. And there are a lot of people who will say, until they know you, that, oh, people are fascinated with British voices, so they want to have British voices on the air until they find out that some people, just because of British voice, an English voice, doesn't mean you're smart and you can carry your own conversation. That wasn't the case with you, and so you did have a lot of time on some great radio stations. But I must admit to not knowing you were Talk Radio News Service in Washington for a long time. What does the D.C. radio company do?
Well, it's a full-service radio company, so we do consultation and promotion, and that might include placing select clients on talk radio shows to tell their stories, and we do content creation, and that could include podcasts, for example. And then there is my analysis, like today, this weekend, and commentary on syndicated and local radio, and I do that here in the U.S. I also do it for overseas stations. And another specialty, as you know, is putting together fact-finding missions to other countries for talk show hosts. And, you know, that not only stretches their horizons, and it also creates all kinds of solutions and opportunities.
Mm-hmm. Which is nice and refreshing. Solutions and opportunities. How many of us can say that when we listen to what we would call, quote, good talk radio programs, there are solutions offered for anything? I pride myself. It's not about me and the DJV show that I do Monday through Friday in the morning. But we talk certainly about all the issues. But when there's a problem that comes up, and I've done some other shows like the American Family Farmer Show that's available every week about food, family, and the farm, and Good Day Health, and things that are aimed at helping people. I don't think we do enough of that. And so too much. And I hope maybe down the road, Kevin, we're not going to limit ourselves to the point where we become obsolete by just having a major league focus on one thing. Do you think there's any danger of that as we look ahead? Talkers Magazine been around for 25, 26 years, 27 years, another 25, 26, 27 years. Where does talk radio go?
you're asking me to see the future.
Yes.
I don't know. The reason I say that is because it has morphed over the years. When I first got into talk radio years ago, it was far more populist in nature. And when I say populist, I don't mean the sort of Trumpian version of populism.
Right.
What I mean is that it was much more you could count on your local host to be the guy who was not going to let City Hall, you know,
right,
screw you over.
Mm-hmm.
They were the
right
guys you could count on to be. And it was about holding government accountable. It was far less about partisan politics and political philosophy. There was, I don't remember any talk about, I mean, the word culture wars had been used, but now it's all about culture war. You know, this conservatism versus liberalism is this huge issue that, whether real or not, has certainly been built up by the current state of talk show hosts in America.
Yeah, I think that's an excellent. You did not disappoint
just
me.
Just to answer your question, to say where is it going, I don't know. I mean, will the country become less partisan in time or more so even? I don't know, and I think that was – we won't know about talk radio until we see what happens with the greater culture.
Yeah, but you did not disappoint me. You do exactly – knowing you as well as I have over the years, I knew I could ask you that question, and you come up with a good, cogent answer. Kevin Casey from Talkers Magazine here for Michael Harrison this week as we go through the stories, talk about talk. Victoria Jones with us from the D.C. Radio Company. I have a way for you, those of you who are overweight and you're frustrated because you've gone on diets and then you get the weight back again, or you've had an operation and they told you, the fat will never come back. And guess what? The fat comes back. So how do you lose weight and how do you keep the weight off? Question from millions of people in America, and the answer is pretty simple. It's a product called Kellitren, Kalotren. It produces the results, and that's what you want. The results are so positive, so good, whether you want to lose a few pounds, you want to lose 30 pounds, or you need to lose 100 pounds. Whatever it is, this is the intelligent approach to losing weight. Why is that, you ask? Well, because it works on a slow basis, and it works to keep the weight off. They've been doing this. This family put the formula together over 20 years ago, all natural, drug-free, stimulant-free. Its essential active ingredient is collagen protein, which is the way to promote healthy lean muscle, weight loss together. No other product is like this. Take it at the end of the day, get better sleep, and shed the pounds with Kellitren. I've been doing this myself to keep my weight managed. I'm not overweight, but I get a little pudgy here and there, and so that's why I was attracted to this when they first told me about it a couple of years ago, and I like what it does. You'll like what it does for you as well. Go to Kellitren.com, get started on the program, and stay with it for 4 or 5, maybe 6 months. Kalotren. See if it doesn't work. See if you don't become a statistic on the positive side. Right now, when you go to Kellitren.com and use the DJV code, you get big sale prices and free shipping. So take advantage of the sale prices. Take advantage of what it'll do for you to make your life, what's the old expression from Star Wars, live long and prosper? Okay, that's a good wish. Use Kellitren and get there. Kalotren, Kellitren.com, code DJV for the best price.
Doctors recommend it, nutritionists recommend it, and customers love it. Kellitren Healthy Weight Loss. Just listen to what everybody is saying.
Hi, I'm Marie from Pennsylvania, and I just lost 117 pounds of Kellitren.
This is Ron from Texas. I've lost 35 pounds of Kellitren.
I'm a firm believer of Kellitren. I have been on it for quite a while now, not only for weight loss, but for arthritis pain. I just love it. I've got both my daughters on it now and my son-in-law, so I just cannot say enough about it, Kellitren.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Kellitren and I love it. So far, I've lost 35¾ inches and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try. It works.
See, Kellitren is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, and with their huge buy three, get three free sale going on right now, there's never been a better time to order and be on your way to looking and feeling better. Just visit TopWoss.com. That's TopWoss.com or call 833-TOP-WOSS.
A lot of you have helped build MyPillow into the amazing American company it is. Now, Mike Lindell, who's the inventor and the CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to you, listeners of the DJV program. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products. You go to MyPillow.com right now, click on Radio Listener Specials. Use the code DJV, and you can buy, for example, a body pillow. Usually $89, now $29. Wow, what a savings using the code DJV. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials, save up to 50% and more on the body pillow. That's the great example I've got for you right now. $29.99, usually $89.99. Enter the promo code DJV for these great specials. Again, MyPillow.com, and the code is DJV. Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with Kevin Casey, who's the executive administrator. I give him all kinds of titles all the time. I don't really know what his title is. Number two. It reminds me of a James Bond movie when the guy who ran Spectrum, or was it? No, it was Spectre. He was always referred to as number one. So Michael Harrison will refer to him as number one. And Kevin Casey is number two. And I think he's pretty happy with that position. Victoria Jones is number one, number two, number three, number four. She's all the numbers.
No, I want to be number six.
Do you really? And why would you want to be number six when you could be number one? You are number one. Why do you want to be
Because
six?
I watched The Prisoner.
Oh, okay. I don't know The Prisoner. Kevin, you know The Prisoner, the TV show The Prisoner? Oh, no.
Nope.
No. All right. So you left us in the cold again, Victoria. 21 after on the Talk Radio Countdown.
Get your car squeaky clean at Quick and Clean Car Wash in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean Car Wash on the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros is open 7 days a week. Fast and convenient, you don't even have to get out of your vehicle. And they even towel dry your vehicle. They accept cash or card with no extra charge. Quick and Clean Car Wash located at 1210 Market Street, downtown Reading. 530-243-4211.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name, knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and let me tell you about our North State Now show on Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR. The first Thursday of the month will be yours truly, covering arts and entertainment and all kinds of fun stuff. The second Thursday will be Michelle Slade, highlighting and interviewing North State heroes. The third Thursday is James Masada and Rhonda Alvey, bringing you all things with Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. And the fourth Thursday from Shasta Regional Medical Center is Dr. Orna Gill, covering all things women's health. The title sponsor for North State Now is the Reading Civic Auditorium, also brought to you by the Black Bear Diner, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Carlene's Restaurant and Bar, located at 1100 Center Street. That's North State Now, right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. 6 p.m., North State Now.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I'm looking at talkers at talkers.com. You can find all kinds of information about the talk radio world. One of the things going on this week, Kevin, is that FAIR organization in Washington every year about this time gets together. They're an immigration group. I think it's FAIR and something. What is it stand for?
Federation for American Immigration Reform.
That's it. Okay. I used to go to these when I was doing a more political program, and I don't go now, even though, frankly, I'm sympathetic to the message. It's become kind of a right-wing haven, though. But I think some of the points that they have made over the years and continue to make are good ones. And so I wonder how, I know Michael was there, what's the report back? Is it anything, do we come up with anything new? Or is it sort of the same old story? And I don't mean necessarily old in a negative sense, but I find the focus on immigration is waning. I think people have lost interest in it because nothing's really changing. Am I right on that?
Well, immigration is an ongoing topic, and it's still a big one. Anytime someone talks about the wall, talks about what's going on, you know, at the border, that's relevant to, you know, the greater topic of immigration, and people are talking about it. Talk shows certainly are. Now, this week, however, obviously, everyone who is at this conference discussing, you know, supposed to be discussing immigration and interviewing experts about it, they're all talking about the impeachment. So it was it was kind of a weird week to be somewhere where you're supposed to be talking about immigration when the lead story, obviously, was the impeachment inquiry. So if you're asking me, did they come to any conclusions and solve the problem, I don't think so. It's the 13th year that this organization's been doing it, but I mean, it's an ongoing issue. They've been calling for immigration law reform for years now, long before, you know, President Trump came around with the build the wall thing. So it's an ongoing issue, and I think, you know, it depends on where you live too. You notice these things more if you live closer to the southern border, you know, in the southwest states. It's certainly an issue that is more top of mind than it might be in other parts of the country.
Well, when you look at the stats, and in fact, Victoria Jones is a statistic, because she is, in fact, a legal immigrant, moved to this country, came from England, settled, found herself a job, worked her way into a sort of the grain of Americana, even though she's a distinct, what I'm trying to get at, and I'm not doing such a good job at explaining it, is that she's contributed. She came here, she did it the right way, and she's contributed. This year,
she pays taxes. She pays taxes, Doug, and that's one of the huge issues. Is they're saying, look, these people are coming here and working. Fine, they should be registered. They should be paying taxes, etc.
Yeah. Well, the other side of it is that there are this year alone 2 million people who are going to sift their way one way or another into our country. What the hell are we doing with it? How can we take two? We can't police and educate and do the things that are necessary for the people who are here that are born or here legitimately. You got 2 million people that come into the country, even if they're legal, half of them are legal. How does the country absorb these kind of numbers? The answer is it can't and doesn't. And that's what all of the hoopla is about, I think. Am I right or wrong?
People will argue with you and say someone is going to have to pay the taxes to feed and take care of all of us boomers, and we need young workers in this country. They would say if you look at the population, they would tell you that there are plenty of jobs and things for people who come to this country to do. The question is, they should be documented in paying taxes.
Yeah, they should be, and then they can vote legally, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, continuing on, another half hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show coming up.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Calitrin has become the healthiest product in America for losing weight. Also great for your energy, your joints. It's a fabulous product. Been around for 20-some-odd years. It's an all-natural drug and stimulant-free way to lose weight. Calitrin's essential active ingredient is collagen protein, which has proven to promote healthy lean muscle and weight loss together. Unlike other products that you take a number of times a day, you take once a day at nighttime Calitrin. It won't give you jitters, keep you awake, or cause an upset stomach, like some of the other unhealthy products around to lose weight. Go to TopLoss.com for your 90-day supply today. Get another 90 days free. Two, for the price of one plus free shipping, use the promo code DJV at TopLoss.com. Get the great deal and lose the weight. Be successful. TopLoss.com for Calitrin. Make sure you use the promo code DJV.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living, and wanted to share some thoughts from Dave Setholter about his experience having his mother-in-law, Marianne, move here to River Commons.
Originally, my mother-in-law wanted to live on her own, and she really wanted to be independent. River Commons has really made that possible for her to not only remain independent, but to actually grow and to thrive. There's just such a big difference in her peace of mind and her well-being, and that's what we really wanted. It's really been the solution for her to come here, and it was her idea. After looking at some other options, when she came here, it was an easy choice for her. She's really happy she did. She feels like she's home. It's enriching. She's meeting new people, really enjoying herself, and that's really what it's all about.
Call today and schedule a tour or luncheon a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, office fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, filling in for Michael Harrison this week as Kevin Casey from Talkers. Victoria Jones is here from the D.C. Radio Company. We were talking about the meeting in Washington this week of FAIR, a focus on immigration. So Michael and the folks at Talkers, if Michael were here, I would ask him about the forum on U.S.-China relations. So will you fill us in on what Talkers is going to be on Talkers Radio, Talkers Television? What's this all about, Kevin?
Yeah, a
coming up on Tuesday in New York City, Talkers Magazine is holding, in conjunction with the folks at a news organization called the Epoch Times, which is a news organization dedicated to sort of outing the communist government in China. They're a freedom-oriented media organization, which is, you know, pro-China but not pro-communist China. And along with a number of talk show hosts, we're going to be presenting a talk media forum on U.S.-China relations at the Helen Mills Theater down in Chelsea in New York City. And it's going to be videoed, and it will be available to be seen in the future. But going to address all of the issues that talk show hosts should be aware of as they talk about the China, it's complex. It's far more complex, I think, than most talk show hosts, you know, dare to get into, because they're afraid of boring their audience. You know, you want to sit there and talk about economic issues, but they're very real issues. And you know, the president has certainly made a lot of he's let it be known that he thinks China is not, you know, dealing honestly with us and with the rest of the world, and he wants to change that. So that's why this is such an important issue. He's attempting to, you know, to do something about that, whether it's the right thing or not, who knows. But that's part of what will be debated on Tuesday.
Had I been invited to participate in this event, I would say the same if Michael were here. I actually have become, Victoria's probably heard some of this in our conversations when we get together at the end of the week for her regular stint on the Talk Radio Review. I've become quite an expert in China, in the sense that not only have I been there, but I think that we are, you just said it very well, the way that the country is dealing, talk hosts don't know what they're talking about for the most part. Most of the talk radio people that I know and I hear have got their head completely stuck in a place that's dark when it comes to China. And so this is a very good, very worthwhile way for us to out a lot of the things. Frankly, I believe Huawei is one of the quietest and most difficult and dangerous aspects to our relationship with China, because Huawei is their sort of computer. They're, would you say, Victoria, is it fair to say that they're like Apple here in America? They control and build all of these cheap iPhones and computers, and they've built them with chips inside so they can pay attention to or monitor what the users are doing. And
that's what's alleged. Yeah. That is the concern.
Well, I think it's way more than it is. I think it's more than alleged. I think it's been proven, frankly. So with that, I think we get into the other things that are part and parcel of China and where it goes. And there are many similarities, I think, to Iran in terms of the public now getting pretty upset with the government realizing that they've got to do something, especially, well, I mean, I'll use Iran as an example rather than China. The Ayatollah is one of the most, I don't say hated, but disliked figures in Iran. So how do guys like that and then go to China or other places where there are dictators? I mean, you go back to Hitler, or you can go back as far as you want to go back in the history of the world. How do these people get in charge? How do they get in control? And is there a lesson there, Kevin, that may come out of this? I mean, the overall view of how do people just give in and give over to someone who is crazy?
Well, I mean, the history of strongman leaders with a very, very powerful military behind them, and that's the key. You have to control the military.
Right.
You know, they can do anything they want, and that's happened time and again throughout history. You know, China's not unique in this. You know, how are you saying, how can the Chinese people be suckered? Well, I mean, you know, there are a lot of that's a complex answer to that. China, in many ways, rural China is a very poor country. When you have no resources, what are you going to do to stand? How are you going to stand up and fight?
Wow, you know, the farming community in China. Once you get away from the eastern coast, where all the major cities are, and down around sort of the south, where Hong Kong is on the southwest side, when you go into Manchuria or mainland China, it is, as you just suggested, it's a no man's land. There's no law. There's no government. Everybody is, they survive on their own, pretty much. It is a completely sort of blank slate. The country doesn't run for the benefit or at the behest of what's inland or to the west and north. It's all about the big cities and the where the population is. So, you know, but these people are, you know, they're now beginning to get communication. You know, for a long time, the Chinese wouldn't let you have, even though they were making this stuff, you couldn't have an iPhone over there. You couldn't have a computer. You couldn't be on the Internet. You couldn't be on Facebook. You couldn't be, and it's still somewhat limited, but the world is too close now. It's too small, and the people are getting very restless. I think in the next few years, maybe 15, 20, 30 years, there are going to be huge upheavals. And one of the things that will bring it about is something else that we're talking about this week, this whole thing that's brewing on climate change. Whether you think human beings are causing it or whether it's natural or a combination of both, I think it's a combination of both. It doesn't take away from the focus, which nobody seems to have, of what do you do? What's going to happen to Miami? What's going to happen to Galveston? What's going to happen to the West Coast? I mean, wherever there is Monaco, or go around the world to any place that has a lot of real estate on the ocean, and what are countries doing about it? What's the plan? I don't think there is a plan, is there? Is that part of what the UN was talking about this week?
Yeah, it was part of what the UN was talking about this week, and there's real concern, particularly from some of the island countries.
Yeah.
Some of the island countries that we don't necessarily think about much or know the names of.
Micronesia, the Philippines.
Yeah, well, I have a friend who grew up in Vanuatu, beautiful island.
Where is it?
It's in the Indian Ocean.
Okay.
It's beautiful island, and she's over here now doing a PhD. And she told me that the beaches are sinking. They're sinking. The island is sinking into the ocean, mm-hmm. because of the change in temperature in the water, and it's visible. And she's in her early 20s, and it's noticeable. And they don't have the power as a small island. They're not the only one. They don't have the clout to do anything about it.
Yeah. Well, so that's what I'm saying, in a sense. This young lady who was all about the focus on climate change, I forget her name at the moment, but...
Greta Thunberg.
That's it, right. Number 6 on our list, as a matter of fact, of people. So what do you think, Kevin, of her and the impact? Was it just pandering when the UN General Assembly listens to her and the General Secretary sits down with a microphone very casually and said, we need to listen. It sounded like Kissinger. We need to listen to the young people of the world. That sounded like pandering to me. But anyway, she seems to have struck a nerve, right?
Certainly struck a nerve. You know, whether or not she has any, her words have any lasting impact remains to be seen. You know, I mean, I hate to constantly give that answer when you ask me what I think, but it does need to, it remains to be seen. We don't know. I mean, we've been talking about this, about climate change. There's debate. A considerable debate among the powerful nations about whether or not it's real, what we want to do about it. You know, there have been plans that have been crafted. I mean, the UN has been working on this for a long time. There are those who say that the plan the UN crafted years ago wouldn't do enough to reduce greenhouse gases, even if, you know, everyone complied. So, again, this is another complex issue, scientifically and politically, and people... I think the takeaway from this, Doug, is that people want simple solutions to complex problems.
Yep.
And it's one of the things that media is guilty of. Newspaper stories are shorter than they've ever been. Television segments where we purport to talk about these issues are shorter than they've ever been. It's very difficult to have a cogent, detailed conversation and keep people's attention about stuff like this.
Yeah,
it
I agree
is, and particularly on TV when you've got like 10 people on a panel in tiny boxes,
well,
for a 5-minute segment.
But the perfect example to add to what you're saying there, in Boston, where I spend most of my time in Boston suburbs, there are 6 channels that do a newscast every night, and they're all virtually identical. You can flip from one station to another, and you can see the same stuff at the same time, all of them, it's like these reporters must be bumping into each other. And it's all about superficial stuff, a gas station blowing up, and then the neighbors all talk about, oh, it's so sad, I'm sorry. What the hell has that got to do with anything? I mean, okay, so the news is the place blew up. That's a 20-second bite on to the next story. But instead, they milk it because they're looking for an emotional rather than factual approach to what's going on. And that's where we're encumbered by, you know, things like climate change. It's emotional to see what people, you know, are suffering as a result of the climate changing. Do people get taught in school that the earth is changing as it has been for the last 4.5-5 billion years, and the plates move and things change? So that, in combination with what man has done, creates the situation. Nah, we don't get that. We get a lot of hyperbole and emotion. And so that's, you know, that's part of what we're all trying to deal with and part of the talk radio world. Back to our conversation for a few more moments after I help you understand what Curalin is. C-U-R-A-L-I-N. Curalin is the effective way to help those of you who suffer from either type 2 diabetes, or maybe you're a pre-diabetic, or you know somebody who is in that situation. If you do, you need to send them to Curalin, C-U-R-A-L-I-N, Curalin.net, to find out how they can reduce the problem, how they can help themselves with more fiber, how they can improve the absorption of various powerful antioxidants into their system that help to deal with glucose levels. You need to have them reduced. You need to go to Curalin.net. If you know you have the problem, here's a great way to find a solution. Curalin, by a company called Curalife, dietary supplement designed specifically to help those who have type 2 diabetes live a normal life or who are pre-diabetic. So do yourself a favor. Go to Curalin.net. The $20 off, you get the first bottle of Curalin. $20 off, that deal continues using the coupon code DJV, all right? DJV is the code. $20 off is the deal at Curalin.net. Talk Radio Countdown Show, finding a happy medium here, a happy ground this week is hard to do. The top 10 stories, according to the research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine, at number 10, what's going on with Brexit? Good heavens. The stock market, number 9, healthcare reform, and a lot of things tied to that, having to do with vaping, which is affecting healthcare in a big way. Number 8, our relationship with China is number 7. Number 6, presidential race and hopefuls for 2020. Number 5, situation with Iran. Will they or won't we? Should we or shouldn't we? All of that stuff. General Assembly and climate change. Focus on what's going on weather-wise on the world. Number 4. Number 3, continuing focus on immigration reform. What's happening with our friends in Ukraine? Number 2, and the impeachment, or the inquiry into it, is number 1 on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Doctors recommend it, nutritionists recommend it, and customers love it. Calitrin Healthy Weight Loss. Just listen to what everybody is saying.
Hi, I'm Marie from Pennsylvania, and I just lost 117 pounds of Calitrin.
This is Ron from Texas. I've lost 35 pounds with Calitrin.
I'm a firm believer of Calitrin. I have been on it for quite a while now, not only for weight loss, but for arthritis pain. I just love it. I've got both my daughters on it now and my son-in-law, so I just cannot say enough about it, Calitrin.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it. So far, I've lost 35 3/4 inches, and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try. It works.
See, Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, and with their huge buy three, get three free sale going on right now, there's never been a better time to order and be on your way to looking and feeling better. Just visit TopWoss.com. That's TopWoss.com, or call 833-TOP-WOSS.
The following 60 seconds is about you having safe and effective blood sugar support from Curalin. One out of every three of us is type 2 diabetic or pre-diabetic. So if you or somebody you know needs a way to support healthy glucose levels, you need to check out Curalin.net. Curalin is a phenomenal dietary supplement addressing the issue, no negative side effects. It works fast, 100% natural. Every single ingredient has been tested and approved for specific effects on glycemic response. You need support maintaining healthy blood sugar levels? Go to Curalin.net. That's Curalin, C-U-R-A-L-I-N. And for a limited time, I've arranged $20 off your first bottle of Curalin. Go to Curalin.net, use the coupon code DJV. Tens of thousands of people have found that finally there's an easy and natural way to be in control. Go to Curalin.net, use the promo code DJV, get started with $20 off. From Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com, the home of Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, all things about talk, we have the People Survey. These are the 10 people that garnered most of the attention this week. Benjamin Netanyahu and Benny Gantz from Israel at number 10. Boring Boris, Boris Johnson from England, number 9. Charlie Baker, the governor of Massachusetts, as the laws are changing regarding vaping, and he became the center of that conversation. Bernie Sanders versus Elizabeth Warren, number 7. Greta Thunberg, the youngster from climate change discussion, is at 6. The people involved in trying to protect Trump's butt, William Barr and Rudy Giuliani, number 5. Here we go. Volodymyr Zelensky. Hunter Biden and his dad Joe at number 3. Nancy Pelosi at 2. And Donald Trump, number 1 this week in the people list at the Talk Radio Countdown Review at Talkers.com. Kevin Casey from Talkers Magazine, Victoria Jones. One of the things that I like to, when Michael is here, I digress somewhat. I mean, we don't stick to that. We've covered all the essentials here of what really is hot in our conversation this hour. We didn't talk about Downton Abbey. And so of all of the media related media, I mean, it's the news media, it's the entertainment media. But I was just saying, for those who are listening who want a good time, go see the movie Downton Abbey. If you haven't seen it, Kevin, go see it. It's great stuff. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Come on in the Black Bear Diner, where the portions are bear-sized and the service makes you feel at home. With breakfast served all day, anytime's right to dig into our one-of-a-kind sweet cream pancakes, Bear Benedicts, or generous sides of thick-cut bacon and tantalizing sausage patties, house-made from our signature recipe. Whenever you do breakfast, do it at Black Bear Diner. Because around here, every plate comes with heaping helpings of happiness. Black Bear feels like
home. I think one great benefit to having a Turtle Bay membership, I love that it's one place we can go to and bring our family, and there's something for everybody. There's activities for our one-year-old to do, and there's also exhibits and things for our six-year-old to do, and it's just a good variety of things for all ages.
We're members of Turtle Bay because I think education is really important, and I think kids need to learn that they can learn out of the classroom and learn in real life, and I think Turtle Bay brings that experience to them, as they can see things that they see out and about outside of school and learn something.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
So it does, and in the person of Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who joins me, I'm Doug Steffen on the countdown. Mr. Wiseman, Professor Wiseman. I could call him, I suppose, Dr. Wiseman. I call myself doctor, by the way, all the time, practicing without a license. You can get a doctorate for $189 online, right?
There you go.
So why not? Yeah, listen, we should all have doctorates. It makes it easy to get on the plane, get a good seat. Anything else? All right. A couple of legal stories jump out here. But before we do that, I want to compliment Talkers Magazine. It has a picture of you that was taken about 30 years ago. So if you'd like to see what looked like 30 years ago, go to talkers.com. And Steve every week has an article. This week, by the way, the story I think is very important for listeners. The ransomware attack on a radio group, it could happen to any. And supposedly a lot of damage. I mean, under the circumstances, ransomware, as it's called, is just that. They put stuff on, and in order to fix it, you got to pay them, right? Is that how this is working?
Yeah, it's become the widest used malware attack in the world, and it's criminals are buying programs for this on a part of the internet called the dark web from more sophisticated cyber criminals, and it's working. It locks up and encrypts your all of your data on your computers. You lose it, and this is something that's been attacking city governments. It's been attacking hospitals, businesses, and also individuals. So it's something we all have to really be more wary about.
All right, so just a word to the wise. You get the story if you want. Talkers.com, where Talkers Radio is, Talkers Television, et cetera. Okay, now, the impeachment inquiry is number one on the story list this week. The legal ramifications of all of this, you get a headache thinking about it? What are we doing here?
I did it first, Doug. It's like, oh, boy, where do we go? And it's a long process. I mean, this thing will take, they say, be over by December. It won't be over by December. It can take, anywhere from, 150 to 200 days. The starting the process, this inquiry, now goes to six separate committees, the Judiciary Committee, the Intelligence Committee, the Ways and Means, Financial Services, Oversight, and Foreign Affairs. And they're going to look at various elements of what the Trump presidency has been doing. And after that, then they will go to the House. The House, it'll go up for a vote. And then, if so, it goes over to the Senate. The Senate can be very quick. I mean, you have people like former Senator Jeff Flake saying that if it were private, there would be 30 to 35 Republican senators voting for impeachment. But it isn't private. And at the moment, before we know more from the investigations, it appears that the Senate would just probably vote along party lines. And would the country have been served?
No.
At first I thought no. But then I started thinking we really do need to look into a lot that is going on. And I find this Ukraine telephone call and the response of the president very, very disturbing. This was done not by some hack, and to call this person guilty of treason is absurd.
You're talking about the person who is the whistleblower.
A career person. I mean, also we had recently 300 former national security officials, including a former deputy secretary of state, two former undersecretaries of state, the director of national counterterrorism, signing on with the concerns that they have about what this conversation says. And it does say do us a favor, and it does say to investigate a political rival, and that's pretty damn inappropriate.
Well, but it affects both parties and both candidates. The leading candidate on the Democratic side is someone who
Elizabeth
can
Warren?
Suffer. Yeah. Well, depending on the poll you look at, yeah. Right. There she is leading with a new poll that's out toward the end of the week here. It just seems like is there anybody who's clean?
It's a toughie. But, one of the things here is I've seen the allegations against former Vice President Biden. But frankly, from what I've seen of preliminary investigations, there's nothing there. No there. So, perhaps Biden would welcome a real investigation into this. But at the moment, it just seems to be a smear without any kind of real basis to it.
I wish we had time to talk more about what has happened in our home state of Massachusetts with a vaping controversy. I find...
Oh, my God, yeah.
Yeah, some of that stuff is very, very... it's dangerous stuff, to be sure, but the way it's being handled is not good. All right, well, we'll save that for next week. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, Doug Steffen on The Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Joe Biden and his son's dealing with a Ukrainian energy company. Mr. Trump echoed that request in a July call with Ukraine's president. Giuliani thinks the chairman, Schiff, has already prejudged whether the president linked U.S. aid to Ukraine in exchange for the probe. United Auto Workers and GM negotiators ended talks Saturday night with no progress.
Some 46,000 UAW members nationwide, including 17,000 from Michigan, will return to the picket line Sunday for day 14 of the strike. A key sticking point in union talks with GM, what to do about thousands of temporary workers who earn a bit more than half the wage of workers standing next to them. Full-time workers are fighting for those UAW members who have no clear path to permanent jobs. Andrew Stewart reporting.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has denied any wrongdoing over his links to an American businesswoman who allegedly received money and favorable treatment because of their friendship during his time as mayor of London. More news and analysis at townhall.com.
Sebastian Gorka here for Relief Factor, the 100% drug-free supplement that was formulated by doctors to help your body deal with inflammation and pain. The reason I've told so many of my friends about the 3-week quick start is because as we get older, occasional aches and pains can be a real problem, keeping you from sleeping through the night or doing the things you love and need to do, like taking walks or playing golf, going up or downstairs, or simply playing with your kids or grandkids. Tens of thousands are now like me, glad they ordered the 3-week quick start for just $19.95. After years of back pain, I found relief, and I believe you could too. Folks, this is why the father and son owners of Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot, created the 3-week quick start, and they discounted it to only $19.95. Approximately 70% of those who order it go on to order more. Let's see if we can get you out of pain, too. Go to ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-500-8384.
Austrian ex-chancellor Sebastian Kurz poised for a return to power after his Conservative People's Party won a snap election on Sunday.
Mr. Kurz said he'd try and form a government that works for Austria, but the shape of the next coalition is by no means clear. Mr. Kurz could try to renew his alliance with the Freedom Party, but after the big losses for the far right, that could be unstable. Another option for Mr. Kurz could be a pact with the resurgent Greens, possibly with the support from the liberal Neos, which would be a first in Austria. Coalition negotiations are expected to be long and complicated.
The election's been called following the collapse of his government with the far-right Freedom Party. Back in May, his party was expected to get 37.1% of the vote in elections, but a gain of 5.7% compared with 2017. More at townhall.com. Mosquito viruses have been in the news recently. Dr. Charles Snyderman takes a moment to share some of his thoughts.
Mosquito-borne viruses like Triple E and Zika do cause serious consequences to some Americans each year, but unfortunately we have no prevention other than avoidance. Influenza kills over 50,000 Americans each year, but does have an effective preventive vaccine. Don't overlook the opportunity to protect yourself and your loved ones. Charles Snyderman in Washington.
A new audit says Baltimore's Information Technology Department lost key data during May's ransomware attack because some of the agency's workers stored files on their individual computers rather than an external cloud system. The city's top watchdog said many employees store important information only on their own computers rather than backing up the data using the cloud storage as it has been recommended to them by city officials. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen, along with several of my colleagues from the Yak world. Yes, the Yakkers are here in force. To go through the list from Talkers Magazine of the top 10 stories and the top 10 people that are connected to those stories. That's what the discussion is about, because the research at Talkers Magazine, Talkers.com, would indicate that these are the big stories. The folks at Talkers listen to the key radio stations, the key programmers, the key hosts around the country to find out what the heck is going on. So here to help me discuss it, or actually I'm going to let these two discuss it, and I'll chime in once I get them going. Rick Jensen is here from WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware. Clever choice of call letters there. I don't know how they came up with those, but somebody had to have stayed up all night figuring that one out. And then there's Victoria Jones in from the DC Radio Company. Most people think that means District of Columbia, but you and I both know, Jensen, it means direct current. She's directly connected to the world of what's going on in Washington. So we then should begin probably with number one. Sometimes I start at the bottom, number 10, and go to the top. And then sometimes we just, it seems that the work this week on impeachment, the inquiry, fever growing, it screams for conversation for the traditional, real hardcore news talk radio stations that are mostly right of center. that may or may not like this. There are reasons for Republicans to like this, reasons for Republicans not to like this. Stock market, other things. There are all kinds of things that blow in the wind. The thing that impresses me about this, if that's the right word, the thing that bothers me is it is a complete and utter waste of time, waste of taxpayer dollars, which offends me, frankly. I would vote against anybody. If I were in a district where someone voted to impeach Trump, this is just my value because I'm interested in actually fiscal sanity and soundness, plus the fact these people ought to be getting something done, and they aren't doing a damn thing except trying to get rid of Trump. What does that do for their constituents? Unless you're a hardcore Trump hater, it doesn't do a damn thing. It doesn't do anything for anybody except create media mayhem, which now seems to be, on every street corner. It sounded like the old days when the barker was on the corner of the street. Hear ye, or get your nose, or whatever it is. All right. So, Victoria, as you are in the District of Columbia, have your ear to the rails there, even though the metro is not as good as it used to be. It's still on the rails. Are we going
delay
to
on the red line the all weekend? Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Good for you. So, are we going to be off as the presidency, the country off the rails with all of this foolishness? Because that's what it is. It's just theater. It's political theater.
Well, it isn't political theater.
That's your opinion. I'm telling you.
I'm telling you it's not political theater from a national security point of view. It is political theater from a television point of view, and it might be political theater in other aspects. So it's multifaceted. It's pronged.
Okay, I'll buy that. Yeah. Right.
Yeah, it's pronged. Yeah. Which is a great word.
Victoria, if I may, one reason many of us feel it is political theater is you go back to 2000. Oh, you didn't finish. I'm sorry. Go right ahead. Okay.
But feel free to interrupt and I'll come back.
Like you did. Well done.
Help yourself. All right. So political theater, yes or no, I suppose we can start with that.
I'll tell you this. It is going to take over, although Congress is going on a 2-week recess, but that won't stop the chatter.
They just went back. What do you mean 2-week recess? They just went back after 2 weeks.
They wore themselves out.
Oh, my God.
Come on. This was hard.
What a joke this is.
This was hard. Come on. You are just tough on them.
If I may, Victoria, here's why a lot of us think of it as political theater. Everybody, I think, is coming to the realization and the knowledge that back in December of 2018, Ukrainian court decided that they had indeed interfered illegally in the U.S. election by going along with President Obama's request to interview a GOP political operative, Paul Manafort, and then leaking what they discovered to the New York Times. So we see this, oh my gosh, Trump asked Ukraine to look into corruption and a Democrat. Hunter Biden, Joe Biden's son. And many of us look at this thinking like, wow, that's exactly what Obama did in asking the Ukrainian government to look into corruption involving a Republican. Yes. And in addition, you also have Joe Biden on YouTube saying, bragging to the Council of Foreign Relations, yeah, I withheld $1 billion until they fired the prosecutor. And that prosecutor was investigating Burisma, the natural gas company employing his son, Hunter. I think the real casualty out of this is going to be Joe Biden's campaign. But if you disagree, I'd love to hear why.
Well, that's the point of it, of course, isn't it? And you're very on point with the Republican talking points. So well done.
John Solomon was reporting back in January of this year.
To
please.
Doug's question, what is going to be different about this from normal impeachment investigations, if such a thing can be said to exist, is that because the House Intelligence Committee is going to be taking a large part of this, some of this is going to be happening behind closed doors. So whereas you might expect a lot of these hearings to be on the telly, some of this is actually going to be happening with what we'll be seeing is a large door shut. And so it's rather going to take away from the drama. And I don't think that the TV producers have taken that into account yet, that the stuff we're not going to know.
Well, what's the purpose of doing it? This is the public's business, according to them. So how dare they have their hearings behind closed doors? It's so obvious what's going on here. It's so it's directly driven by politics. Whether I think that, and I'm, this is not, you know, we don't sort of gang up on one another because we're all gentle people and we have maybe different points of view. But under the circumstances, I think that Rick is correct in that the whether Trump's guilty of something or not, not the question. Has this been done before? Are these people in glass houses throwing stones? Yes, yes, yes. All right.
I think,
if I may, Doug, I have a friend, Jeff Furman, who is a great political prognosticator, 92% success rate in calling all sorts of Senate elections around the country, even before the primaries. And he suggested this. He suggested that what one goal of this from the Democrats might not be Trump. It might be actually the 21 to 22 Republican seats that are going to be defended in the 2020 elections. If they can, in those states like Kentucky, for example, disparage the Republicans who are tight with Trump enough, the Democrats might be able to turn those seats. And I thought, wow, that's an interesting idea.
See, there's all it's all politics and the public's not is not being it's just not being served. Up next, the UN General Assembly and what went on in New York this week, number four on the countdown. Doug Steffen with Victoria Jones and Rick Jensen here on our weekly overview of what's going on in News Talk Radio according to a survey done by Talkers Magazine. Here's the survey that I have done among people of all ages. I have conversations. I asked, well, people who call my program or maybe I talk to on Facebook or social media about losing weight, what's the best way to lose weight? Well, there are a lot of great diets around, a lot of crash diets, a lot of unhealthy things you can do to lose the weight. You're supposed to the idea of having the right weight attached to your body so you'll be healthy. But yet a lot of the things that are out there for you to do or use to lose weight are just downright dangerous. Not the case with Calitrin. Safe, safe, safe. Natural, natural, natural. Healthy, healthy, healthy. Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. I invite you to go to their website, calitrin.com, and to check out the ingredients. You'll find that they're all natural. They do not tell you that you'll lose all the weight overnight because you won't. The honest way of taking care of your body is to lose weight gradually and then to keep it off, and that's what Calitrin does. You take it consistently, and then you'll feel much more in touch with your body. Watch as the weight goes away. A little bit here, a little bit there. Number one ingredient is collagen, and that's responsible for healthy, lean muscle. Push the fat out, lose the weight, and stay on the program for 4, 5, 6 months. So your body starts remaking collagen, which is really the lifeguard when it comes to weight and weight loss. Collagen is the protein. 30% of your body is made of it, and we start making it when we're in our 20s. So this jump starts it. You're working again with your body to lose the weight. Go to Calitrin.com, special deal, big sale right now. You go to Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.com. You'll get free shipping using the DJV code, fabulous pricing, and then the satisfaction after 4, 5, 6 months of losing the weight and knowing you're going to keep it off. Calitrin is the number one healthy choice for weight loss. Find out all about it at Calitrin.com. Use the DJV code for free shipping and the big sale item. Would you like to leave a lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable asset. I have the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. Yep, 5 minutes. After only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now I wouldn't use anything else. Power Swabs, super fast, easy, and approved by hygienists everywhere. Get Power Swabs at 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code to subject you 50% off the retail price. Not available in stores. Just call 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs. Get the deal. 800-208-1797. The following 60 seconds is about you having safe and effective blood sugar support from Curalin. One out of every three of us is type 2 diabetic or pre-diabetic. So if you or somebody you know needs a way to support healthy glucose levels, you need to check out Curalin.net. Curalin is a phenomenal dietary supplement addressing the issue, no negative side effects. It works fast, 100% natural. Every single ingredient has been tested and approved for specific effects on glycemic response. You need support maintaining healthy blood sugar levels? Go to Curalin.net. That's Curalin, C-U-R-A-L-I-N. And for a limited time, I've arranged $20 off your first bottle of Curalin. Go to Curalin.net, use the coupon code DJV. Tens of thousands of people have found that finally there's an easy and natural way to be in control. Go to Curalin.net, use the promo code DJV, get started with $20 off. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, the UN General Assembly, one of the items number four on this week's story list from Talkers Magazine on the countdown, U.S. The UN General Assembly, the U.S. President, well, all the countries are there, focus on that 19, was she 19, that young lady? 19 years old, right? Who caused
she's
the
younger course, than that.
Is she younger
Greta
than
Thunberg.
That?
I believe she's 17.
It's 17,
yeah. Yeah, 16
okay.
or 17, yeah.
So what
yeah.
do you both make of that? What did you think of her and what the response was from the director of the UN? Is it just pandering to kids because adults seem to like to think that they want to show that they're listening to kids, sort of? Or is this really something that people will pay attention to and will have some impact?
I don't know if it'll have any impact because the adults haven't done anything so far. But why not listen? I mean, they are the ones who are going to inherit the earth, and so are their children. So why not listen? We don't listen to each other, do we?
Well, that's the point.
Yeah.
Nobody listens to anybody unless they agree. I agree with what she said. Otherwise, I'll turn the radio off. There seems to be a certain amount of pandering there. Rick, what do you think?
Yeah, and I have callers who were actually asking, gosh, is this at least bordering on child abuse? I mean, this young lady is actually passionate and scared and frightened. And yet I've talked with PhD climatologists on really both sides, or there's four different sides of this, and there doesn't seem to be any real true consensus. So they're frightening the children.
Yeah.
I think that's what a lot of people think.
It's kind of scary when you look at what happens to the rise in the water level. 21 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Looking for a home loan? Omega Mortgage Group built its reputation on providing low rates and outstanding customer service. We've worked hard to lower our costs so we can pass those savings on to you. There's a reason so many real estate agents, escrow officers, and other industry professionals refer their clients to Omega Mortgage Group. Contact Omega Mortgage Group today at 223-1400 or visit us at omglending.com and find out for yourself. Omega Mortgage Group is an equal housing lender. NMLS ID number 1253874.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is the place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Continuing on now with an overview of the charts from Talkers Magazine for the week of September 23rd to the 27th. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Rick Jensen from WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware, and Victoria Jones in here with us from the D.C. Radio Company. We're sort of cherry-picking some of these things to get a different point of view. We don't always get through all 10 of them. Sometimes
we
get
bogged. Can we just acknowledge something?
Yes, we may.
That Everybody Wants to Rule the World is one of the greatest songs of all time.
I agree with you 100%. Yes.
Thank you.
And the fact that Ginger Baker from Cream is in rather precarious straits at the moment. He's 80 years old in a hospital in England. He and Eric Clapton, the founding members of Cream. I'm really now I'm showing my age, yeah. I guess. I was a disc jockey when their music first came out. And it really, I didn't get what I was hearing at the time. I was listening, but you don't ever, without historical perspective, realize what something, anything does in terms of history. But in my estimation, there are two things to take away from that. I don't want to digress too much, but there are people talking about this week.
Yeah.
Cream really was the intro group for what is modern rock, and followed very closely by the Moody's. The Moody Blues, they were all friends. They came from the same basic area, kind of like the Beatles in a sense. They came from the working area, Manchester, Birmingham, and England. I think you know that, what I'm talking about, certainly Victoria, because I think you came from one of those cities. Didn't you come from Birmingham?
Liverpool.
Where'd you come?
No, Liverpool. No, not Birmingham. I came from Liverpool.
Liverpool.
And that is the root of rock and roll.
Well, the Beatles are not really rock and roll. The Beatles were so unique. There's just music. Their thing is revolutionized music, period. I think more specifically looking at what the result was of these guys. If there is a better guitar player around than Clapton, I don't know who it is. Maybe a couple of the session musicians that were in Nashville, or that we are, by the way, learning much more about. Isn't it fascinating the amount of attention people are paying to that PBS special it's a very, I mean, I'm talking about something that will capture you. It's Americana. It's not just about country music. It's about the history of this country. Ken Burns did a fabulous job in capturing what the moods were, who the people were. I don't know if you're watching it, but if you haven't seen it, maybe you ought to catch up on it. And I'm going to digress and then I'll stop. The other thing from the entertainment world, we don't talk enough about entertainment, I don't think, here. If there's a better movie around than Downton Abbey, I don't know where it is.
I can't wait.
So I won't be a spoiler, but there is the last scene. There are four or five trails. Wait a minute, just a second.
Now?
Five different trails, different ideas, different thoughts, different things that trail into the next movie, including my prediction is the first frame in the next Downton Abbey movie will be a funeral. Okay, that's all I'll say. That's it. Great stuff, though. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, the situation with Iran and the U.S., I fail to see what Iran thinks they're going to get out of all of this. What am I missing here? And I thought the guy that ran Iran, not the Ayatollah, he's a nutbird, and he's just a crazy lunatic, kind of like a couple other leaders in the world. Boris is one. I think he's a nutbird as well. But I don't get what they think is going to happen, how they're going to benefit from blowing up a petroleum. I just don't see what they think they're going to get. What am I missing?
And now making a big deal about releasing the British tanker and such. I guess what they're getting is they're not getting bombed. Maybe that's what their goal is to stretch their muscles, not have retribution, and then see how much farther they can go. I don't know. Victoria, have you been studying this?
Yeah, I have been studying this, and it's puzzling, but there's more than one power source in Iran.
Well, yeah, there are. There are a couple. Yeah. And the age is a big factor in all of that, I think. That's really something. Maybe you see it in politics everywhere, but very demonstrative there. 28 after on the Talk Radio Review.
Doctors recommend it, nutritionists recommend it, and customers love it. Calitrin Healthy Weight Loss. Just listen to what everybody is saying.
Hi, I'm Marie from Pennsylvania, and I just lost 117 pounds of Calitrin.
This is Ron from Texas. I've lost 35 pounds of Calitrin.
I'm a firm believer of Calitrin. I have been on it for quite a while now, not only for weight loss, but for arthritis pain. I just love it. I've got both my daughters on it now and my son-in-law, so I just cannot say enough about it, Calitrin.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it. So far, I've lost 35 and three-quarter inches, and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try. It works.
See, Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, and with their huge buy three, get three free sale going on right now, there's never been a better time to order and be on your way to looking and feeling better. Just visit TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com, or call 833-TOP-LOSS.
Our coffee and red wine leaving your teeth stained. We can see you out there in your selfies. Well, we have the perfect risk-free solution for you here on the DJV Show to make you more confident in your smiles. Power Swabs is the world's most advanced teeth whitening system that transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, just 5 minutes. Now, having a bright white smile is still really important, and after only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results. I don't even think twice now about cracking a smile and taking a selfie. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? Power Swabs are super fast. They're easy and hygienist approved. You just snap, swab, and smile. It's really that simple. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in store, so call now for your Power Swabs offer today. 800-208-1797. Again, 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
Big Bike Weekend roars, rumbles, and rides into Reading October 11th, 12th, and 13th. Experience the Remembrance Joyride and the Think Pink Poker Run. Friday starts with a special concert at the Cascade Theater with ZZ Tush. Vendor booths at Big League Dreams Saturday and Sunday, plus great food and drinks and live music from the Fry Brothers. Brought to you in part by Russ Brown Motorcycle Attorneys, Sierra Steel Harley-Davidson, Camping World, KHSL TV 12, and KMVN TV 24. For event details and to register, go to BigBikeWeekend.com or register at Sierra Steel Harley-Davidson in Chico. Big Bike Weekend, October 11th, 12th, and 13th.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and let me tell you about our North State Now show on Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR. The first Thursday of the month will be yours truly, covering arts and entertainment and all kinds of fun stuff. The second Thursday will be Michelle Slade, highlighting and interviewing North State heroes. The third Thursday is James Masada and Rhonda Alvey, bringing you all things with Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. And the fourth Thursday from Shasta Regional Medical Center is Dr. Orna Gill, covering all things women's health. The title sponsor for North State Now is the Reading Civic Auditorium, also brought to you by the Black Bear Diner, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Carlene's Restaurant and Bar, located at 1100 Center Street. That's North State Now, right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM. 6 p.m., North State Now.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Returning now to those thrilling days of this week. The return of our focus on what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. Very unique concept, unique program with two unique voices here at the moment. Maybe three if I include myself. Rick Jensen, WDEO, and Victoria Jones from the D.C. Radio Company. Now, let's move into the area of health care.
Ah.
A lot of discussion. Number eight this week is a focus of something I'm very close to, the vaping situation, the deaths. Two more people have died from vaping-related illnesses. This is a national disgrace, in my opinion, the opioid epidemic, what people have done to themselves, what the drug companies have encouraged. And now we have these vaping outfits. The thing that really bugs me about this is the double standard. The state of Massachusetts this week put the sale of all vaping products on hold. They did not put cigarettes on hold. So cigarettes,
good point. Yep.
Tobacco products,
mm-hmm.
Chewing tobacco, all that stuff. You can still, anybody can buy that stuff. You're supposed to be 21 to buy it, but we all know that's a joke. And so with the vaping thing, one wonders how it is. I mean, I understand how this got started. Juul, probably the first company that went out marketing this stuff, a way for you to stop smoking or stop having the impact of nicotine. And then the vaping, these capsules or cartridges, whatever you call them, they're put in there, have cherry flavor and lemon flavor and strawberry and you name it. It's like an ice cream shop. And so kids start smoking it. They think it's cool. And now they're dropping like flies. And why this wasn't investigated. See, this is the double standard of the FDA and, again, government involvement. Oh, if the FDA says it's okay, it must be all right. Really? How many times can we go through any number of products that were approved by the FDA that amounted to deaths and mayhem? So, anyway, in terms of what to do, I guess that's the question. Now that it's the old business about the horses and cows run out of the barn, and then you close the door. This should have been something that more people paid attention to early on. It's just another example of government and its ineptness, and we sit here, we fear the government, but yet what do they do other than create circumstances that are good for themselves? Anyway, I mean, even the dogs don't like it.
Well, I was going to say, what does Lassie say?
Right, Lassie says, So, all right, what kind of...
not vaping right now.
No,
what angle we've been talking about around this, Doug, is this. It's illegal, as you mentioned, for kids to be buying these products because they deliver nicotine. It's also illegal to buy wine if it's strawberry or cherry flavored or something if you're under the age of 21. So you have governors now in Michigan as well as New York and California saying we're going to ban this legal product because we see people are abusing it and they're dying from it.
Okay, well, so ban the sale of liquor. Ban, come on.
Automobiles. How about automobiles? Tobacco,
exactly,
everything else.
Exactly.
How far does it go that a governor can actually use their executive power to say, I'm going to ban this product? What's next? I'm looking forward to a governor, maybe California, who says, guns. I'm going to just ban guns because people die from them.
Well, that's never going to happen because there is, in fact, a Second Amendment, so that's not going to happen. But I think the fear is that because there's so much that's unknown about vaping, and because so many very young kids are doing it, you know, they're doing it at 11, they're doing it at 12, and the dropping dead is happening so very quickly after they start, and I think that is what is very alarming, and they don't quite know what is causing it, and I think that's what it is. And they're pretty darn sure that the manufacturers have been a little bit nefarious.
I can't imagine they're on a group of lawyers someplace. Usually when something like this happens, there's a law firm or two or three of them that jump all over it. Has your family been affected by vaping? Call 888-888-888, and we'll save your life and get you millions. That's going to happen. Yeah. Pretty soon. All right, next up, the situation with Brexit and Boring Boris. What a bonehead this guy is. I didn't know much about him before, but anything that I see or feel or think about him right now leads me to believe. And, you know, you look at the situation in Israel or you look around the world, and it's kind of the home. Never mind around the world. I'm looking at the same thing happening in my hometown of Framingham, Massachusetts. The polarization. Like the mayor, don't like the mayor. Like the president, don't like the president. Bibi Netanyahu, don't like him. Like Boris, don't like him. It becomes a personality thing rather than an issue thing. The issue here is whether England survives heartily, economically, or doesn't. And because the European Union has so inculcated probably not a better example of how it worked than England's relationship on the island to the rest of Western Europe. And yet, you know, I'm of a thought, but Victoria, you probably have some friends and talked to or watched it. The people that I know over there are cheering the thought of having another election. And that seems to be more in the cards now than it was even a month ago. Is that true, do you think?
Yes. And there was a furious scenes in the House of Commons this week that really sparked a backlash. I mean, a furious backlash after Boris Johnson criticized the UK Supreme Court judgment, which was unanimous 11-0, to use a British phrase, which means zero, used in highly inflammatory language. Use language such as surrender and betrayal, and said the best way to honor the memory of murdered Member of Parliament Joe Cox was to get Brexit done. He deployed people versus Parliament, and said a number of other things. And he talked about there've been references to the dead Parliament, and a lot of other things. Betrayal, traitor, and things like this. Now, what is extraordinary about this is that Joe Cox is a Member of Parliament who was murdered by an extremely hateful man a couple of years ago. Joe Cox was a Member of Parliament who campaigned relentlessly for Remain, in other words, to stay in the European Union.
Yeah.
And for him to use her as a way of saying the best way to honor her memory is to get Brexit done is one of the most disgusting, cynical things. And this isn't a political statement. This is just pure fact that he could possibly have done. The people in the Commons were so shocked, particularly since it then emerged that members of Parliament are receiving awful, awful death threats. And they started to rise from the benches to say that he was going to increase their death threats and that they now needed security and protection because of him. And he refused to apologize, moderate his language, and called it humbug.
Yeah. Well, you see, that's the tone. I go back to what I said a few minutes ago. That's the tone of politics around the world and politicians. What's your take on this, Rick?
I have no disagreement with anybody. Oh, here's what I look forward to. I look forward to Brexit, and I look forward to the value of the British pound sterling dropping, so it's really really cheap to travel through England. That's what I look forward
to. You're self-serving, son of a gun, you.
Yes, I am. I'll tell you what Joe Cox's widower tweeted was. He said he felt a bit sick about it, but he said, never to demonize the other side and always hold on to what we have in common.
Mm-hmm. I think that's excellent. Excellent
that's nice.
Advice. We are one. We haven't been one since September 11th, and look what it took to get us to be one, in a manner of speaking. This is the Talk Radio Review with Victoria Jones, Rick Jensen, Doug Steffen. A question comes on a product that is new to the market called Curalin. What is Curalin? Curalin is an attempt to effectively supplement those people who have type 2 diabetes or on the way there. You probably know somebody that's a type 2 diabetic or pre-diabetic. This is for them. This is for you. Because Carolyn will reduce insulin resistance. It will slow glucose, i.e. Sweet, the sugary absorption into your system. And it will help regenerate pancreatic cells. That's one of the things that is an important part of this. 10 ingredients in Carolyn that contain a lot of fiber. It helps the pancreas secrete insulin. I sound like a doctor now, right? What you want to know, the bottom line here, is that Carolyn will promote stable blood glucose levels. And that's what you need if you are pre-diabetic or diabetic. You don't absorb sugar well. You need to check out Carolyn.net. It is a really phenomenal supplement in my mind. Works fast, 100% natural. All the 10 ingredients will, and this has been tested and proven in scientific circumstances, to defeat the effect of glycemic impact on your body. If you have a problem with sugar, check out Carolyn.net. Get the natural support you need at Carolyn.net. Right now, the arrangement is $20 off the first bottle of Carolyn. Go to the website, Carolyn.net, use the code DJV, and get $20 off your first bottle. Once again, Carolyn.net, code DJV. Save yourself, save your life with Carolyn.net. Carolyn at Carolyn.net.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Autumn brings diverse activities from Sunday night football to Oktoberfest. But between the travel, food, drinks, and apparel, these events can come with a cost. According to a Bank of America survey, last year, Americans reported spending an average of $1,500 per month on fall activities. Jason Gaughan, Bank of America executive.
With endless options for fall fun, it's important to use a rewards card that can help you treat yourself to more than just seasonal activities. The Bank of America Travel Rewards Visa card earns an unlimited 1.5 points for each dollar spent on every purchase everywhere. That means each tailgate or fall festival can quickly earn you points towards your travel purchases, here or abroad. Plus, preferred reward members can earn 25 to 75% more points on every purchase, which translates to up to 2.62 points for every dollar spent.
For more information on the travel rewards card, visit bankofamerica.com/travelpoints.
A lot of you have helped build MyPillow into the amazing American company it is. Now, Mike Lindell, who's the inventor and the CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to you, listeners of the DJV program. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products. You go to MyPillow.com right now. Click on Radio Listener Specials. Use the code DJV, and you can buy, for example, a body pillow. Usually $89, now $29. Wow, what a savings using the code DJV. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials, save up to 50% and more on the body pillow. That's the great example I've got for you right now. $29.99, usually $89.99. Enter the promo code DJV for these great specials. Again, MyPillow.com, and the code is DJV. The way to lose weight using Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. This jumpstarts it, and that's really what helps you to keep the weight off, isn't it?
It is. And, you know, it's hard to talk about that because a lot of people are like, well, I've got a wedding next weekend and I want to lose a lot of weight. This is not the product to do that. You're not going to drop 10 pounds in 10 days. But if you stick with it, you're going to see the results and you're going to feel better than you have in years.
So this is just a support. And the thing that is best about it and the reason that I endorse it is because I'm a naturalist. This has no stimulants whatsoever. It's all natural. So you'll be on the top of the world, as the bottle says, using Calitrin. So go to toploss.com. There's a big sale on right now. Use the DJV code and you'll get free shipping as well. Calitrin at toploss.com. Use the discount code DJV. Talk Radio Countdown Show, finding a happy medium here, a happy ground this week is hard to do. The top 10 stories, according to the research done by the folks at Talkers Magazine, at number 10, what's going on with Brexit? Good heavens. The stock market, number 9, healthcare reform, and a lot of things tied to that, having to do with vaping, which is affecting healthcare in a big way. Number 8, our relationship with China is number 7. Number 6, presidential race and hopefuls for 2020. Number 5, situation with Iran. Will they or won't we? Should we or shouldn't we? All of that stuff. General Assembly and climate change. Focus on what's going on weather-wise on the world. Number 4. Number 3, continuing focus on immigration reform. What's happening with our friends in Ukraine? Number 2, and the impeachment, or the inquiry into it, is number 1 on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. A moment or two on the, I guess, going into the name department, because there's a people list, too, at Talkers Magazine. Netanyahu and Benny Gantz at number 10, Boris Johnson at 9, Charlie Baker, who is the governor of Massachusetts, number 8, and his play on the vaping thing. That's what got everybody's attention this week. Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren at number 7. What I'm finding interesting is that Bernie is starting to target Elizabeth Warren now because she is pushing away into the number 2 position. Bernie didn't like that. They are two peas in a pod as far as their philosophies and programs and stuff. But now Bernie's trying to criticize her on Twitter. I think this is a losing, I don't know. I don't like either. I kind of like Bernie as a character. I don't have any, I care not for Ms. Warren at all. She's a senator from Massachusetts, another grandstander. She's got some interesting ideas. My children love her. I just, she leaves me completely cold. What about you, Rick, and the business between Sanders and Warren?
Well, politically, she actually came out ahead of Joe Biden in a poll this week, 27, and he was at 20 points, and Bernie number 3. So I can see why, because it seems like impeachment of Trump is going to really damage Biden's campaign. As for the policies, it's always amusing to hear how they think they're going to pay for it. You know what I mean?
Well, but it may be whether Biden is damaged or not. I don't see how Warren or any of these other people beat Trump, even as bad as he is, besmirched as he is. Biden is their only hope, because in the middle of the road, Warren is the wackiest left-winger you can possibly find. All right, Victoria, you get the final word.
Help me, Obi-Wan. You're my only hope.
Well done.
The Pocahontas. Either of those two. We can take that away from our conversation here on the Talk Radio Review. Thanks to Victoria Jones and Rick Jensen. I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
A jewel of the North State. A place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State. From the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club. Corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with 2 full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo. 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time for us to overview the top five items from the world of technology this past week, the last week of September 2019. Here to do that, I'll give her a little help, but she doesn't need much. Victoria Keelan, who studied all this, got the top five items from technology this week. And number five has to do with TiVo. I like this.
Yeah.
TiVo.
I didn't realize that TiVo was still around because every other system has DVR, but TiVo still has a very loyal fan base, and they are not happy with TiVo's newest decision to place pre-roll video ads before their DVR recordings for all their customers, even those who have a lifetime subscription plan. So this, as you can imagine, if you're watching Hulu or Netflix, well, Netflix doesn't do it, but Amazon or whatever, if you're watching any free streaming service, you expect to have to sit through ads. That's normal. But TiVo is a subscription-only basis, so there is no free TiVo. If you rent the box, like you actually have a physical set-top box, that's the box that you're paying for, $15 a month or $20 a month or whatever your plan is. And so obviously TiVo customers are not thrilled that this is rolling out within the next 90 days, and there is nothing anyone can do about it except
cancel.
Sit through it. Yeah, but see, people are really addicted to their TiVo because it has a very big memory, and so instead of having a time limit on how long you can keep your programs recorded, it's almost like having your own server, and so like you can keep your stuff forever, and so people love that about TiVo. So this is not great news, and TiVo is obviously getting a lot of backlash for it. But you know, like I said, TiVo has so much competition now. I was surprised to even learn they're still in business.
All right. Next, number four on our way to number one is a Gmail focus.
The Gmail app, which is the way that 90% or more of Gmail users access their email, is through the Gmail app.
Yep.
And so they have been clamoring for a dark mode, and that makes the screen black with white lettering. And people have been this has been one of those things that Google has said, yeah, we're hearing you. But it took them a really long time to roll out the dark mode. It's actually rolling out right now for Android 10 and iOS 13 users. If you have an older version, you can go in and toggle your settings around, and you can update to it. But Google's other apps, they've kept the Google Maps, they've kept the same, which I think is smart because I can't imagine a map in dark mode. That doesn't really make a lot of sense. But it's a lot easier on the eyes, and so people have been begging for dark mode, and now Gmail says it's finally here.
Finally! Number three, Microsoft. I took action when you told us this story earlier in the week.
Microsoft issued two emergency Windows updates actually this week to protect critical and important vulnerabilities that impacted Internet Explorer and Windows Defender, which is actually their antivirus software. So if you are using Windows version 9, 10, and 11, you have to do the update immediately like Doug did, because this can allow a hacker to basically assume control of your computer and hold all of your info for ransom. It can, on the lighter end of that, it can slow your computer way down. Lots of bad stuff can go on here. So if you, again, if you're using Windows 9, 10, and 11, make sure you go in and do the both of these updates. If you do the first update for Windows Explorer, Internet Explorer, it will actually trigger the Windows Defender update. So that's, but definitely get on that, because that's really important. Windows has been very vulnerable.
Number two, about Apple now and the new Mac Pro. What's that story?
Yeah, this is an interesting story this week. Apple says that they'll be making their new Mac Pros in Austin, Texas, and that is after going back and forth about where they were going to manufacture, where they were going to assemble the computers. This has been a trade tariff back and forth with between Tim Cook from Apple and President Trump. In July, President Trump tweeted that Apple just needs to make all the Mac Pro parts here in America, and then they won't have to deal with any of the 25% tariffs from China. But that's really not that easy, because there are a lot of parts that just simply are not made here. And so Apple has been going back and forth. They have somehow, and this is not really all that clear, but they have somehow been grandfathered in, and they will not be facing the tariff, the 25% tariff. So now the new Mac Pro, which is a highly anticipated new model, that will be either assembled or manufactured. We're not sure, but it will be coming out of Austin, Texas. So we'll see how that affects the pricing of the computers as well.
Number one, General Motors adds something to their cars.
Yeah, GM hasn't solved the strike yet, but they did have a pretty big announcement this week. They're adding Alexa, which is Amazon's most popular voice assistant, to millions of their vehicles starting in 2020. So if you have a 2018 Cadillac, GMC, or Chevy, you can also get the upgrade.
Top tech stories of the week, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. The average U.S. price of regular gas spiking 10 cents a gallon over the past 2 weeks to $2.73. Fuel price analyst Trilby Lundberg says once again, California has the highest prices.
The low averages in the country are Baton Rouge at 224, Houston at 227. The highs are San Francisco Bay Area 394 and Los Angeles 393.
Lundberg says the jump results mostly from a drone attack this month on Saudi Arabia's key oil processing facility. The attack briefly slashed the nation's crude production in half before being restored. Four inmates on the run after they escaped from the Galea County Jail in Ohio. Officials say the four extremely dangerous prisoners fashioned homemade weapons and overpowered two corrections officers before they were able to force a security door open and make off shortly after midnight Sunday morning. Several congressional committees are racing ahead on their impeachment inquiry during a two-week break.
The chairman of three committees have subpoenaed Secretary of State Mike Pompeo to turn over documents related to their investigation by the end of this week. They'll also begin depositions of five State Department officials this week. And the House Intelligence Committee is moving full speed ahead. Chairman Adam Schiff says the committee will stay in Washington during the break, and he hasn't ruled out scheduling hearings on Capitol Hill as soon as this week.
Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines with that report. Areas of the northern Rocky Mountains look more like midwinter rather than early fall Sunday as a snowstorm dumped record amounts of wind-driven snow that caused hazardous travel conditions and scattered power outages. Winter storm warnings were posted for parts of western Montana, northern Idaho, and northeast Washington. Snow also forecast for areas of Wyoming, Utah, Oregon, and Nevada. This is townhall.com.
Sebastian Gorka here for Relief Factor, the 100% drug-free supplement that was formulated by doctors to help your body deal with inflammation and pain. The reason I've told so many of my friends about the 3-week quick start is because as we get older, occasional aches and pains can be a real problem, keeping you from sleeping through the night or doing the things you love and need to do, like taking walks or playing golf, going up or downstairs, or simply playing with your kids or grandkids. Tens of thousands are now like me, glad they ordered the 3-week quick start for just $19.95. After years of back pain, I found relief, and I believe you could too. Folks, this is why the father and son owners of Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot, created the 3-week quick start, and they discounted it to only $19.95. Approximately 70% of those who order it go on to order more. Let's see if we can get you out of pain too. Go to ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-500-8384.
A group of hospitals in Tennessee and Virginia have filed a lawsuit against the manufacturers, distributors, and retailers of opioid-based drugs.
26 hospitals in eastern Tennessee and 7 hospitals in southwestern Virginia are involved in the civil suit. Hospital officials say they've received little to no reimbursement for the services they've provided. The defendants named in the lawsuit include Purdue Pharma, Johnson & Johnson, Abbott Laboratories, and others. Tennessee has experienced record numbers of deaths from opioid use from 2012 to 2017. Meanwhile, in Virginia, the amount of people who have died from an opioid overdose has led state health leaders to declare opioid addiction as a public health emergency. Keith Peters reporting.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson denying wrongdoing over his links to an American businesswoman who allegedly received money and favorable treatment because of their friendship during his time as mayor of London. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. It's a 21st century space race. Amazon, SpaceX, and others competing to get into orbit and provide internet to the Earth's most remote places.
Like the 20th century's battle for space supremacy that was triggered by the Soviet Union's launch of Sputnik 1, this one involves satellites, thousands of them. More than a dozen companies have asked U.S. regulators for permission to operate constellations of satellites that provide internet service. Not all are aimed at connecting consumers, but some have grand and global ambitions.
Correspondent Jeremy House reports that Amazon founder Jeff Bezos says the goal is broadband everywhere. With half the world's population, more than 3 billion people, not using the internet, it's a huge potential market. At the box office this weekend, the DreamWorks animated adventure Abominable topped all comers. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
United States Navy veteran Jack Holder talks about the first strike on Pearl Harbor.
After the first wave hit, we had construction crews, the Oklahoma.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge with Brad Dacus.
A Christian Finnish politician is under pre-trial investigation for an alleged, quote, hate crime. You see, the politician went to Facebook to post a Bible verse that opposes same-sex relationships to condemn the Evangelical Lutheran Church of Finland's LGBT support.
Stay informed on religious freedoms. Receive our weekly email newsletter, The Legal Insider, at pji.org.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Folks, up first this time around, the second half of a wartime broadcast of Fibber McGee and Molly. And then later we enter the weird circle for the Rope of Hair, based on the ghost story The Apparition by 19th century French author Guy de Maupassant. Well, at the end of our previous show, Jim Jordan in the role of Fibber McGee had been hard at work looking for a substitute for war ration sugar. Let's see how it's going as we head back to May 5th, 1942.
Well, this country doesn't go much for substitutes. Did you ever hear anybody go in and accept a substitute for Johnson's self-polishing glow coat?
No, I don't believe I did, Mr. Wilcox.
23 seconds.
What?
I just says 23 seconds.
What does that mean?
That means Wilcox has hung up a new record.
He only took 23 seconds to swing this conversation around to Johnson's Gloco.
Why, you've got me wrong, pal. I never have to do that. Wherever civilized people gather, the subject sooner or later gets around to how wonderful Glowcoat is, how it shines as it dries in 20 minutes or less, how it saves hours of time and labor and keeps linoleum looking new and beautiful for year after year, and
now,
how...
Now, wait a minute, Mr. Wilcox. You mean to say that any conversation naturally goes into Johnson's Glowcoat?
In time, yes.
I don't believe it. Let me start the conversation over again.
All right.
I ever tell you, Wilcox, that I'm thinking of raising chinchillas?
Chinchillas?
Yes.
You mean that Mexican dish made out of corn,
dearie? No. That's enchilinas. I mean them little South American animals.
South America? Why, that's where Carnauba wax comes from, that they make Johnson's self-polishing Glowcoat out of. It's the finest wax.
Listen, try it once more, McGee.
Okay. Let's talk about astronomy.
All right, let's.
Okay.
You know what all those little stars remind me of? Twinkling and gleaming and shining up there? They remind me of a beautifully polished...
Yes, we know. Good day, Mr. Wilcox.
So long, folks. Drop in and see me sometime.
We will. Now, let me see.
I want to show you my house. I've got a kitchen that you'll love with linoleum.
Goodbye, Mr. Wilcox.
Huh? Oh, so long.
I feel sorry for him. He always says, hey, I got it.
He does?
No, he don't. I do. I just thought of the answer. Oh, what a moment in history.
Well, I never liked history much, but will you explain this great moment?
I just thought of my substitute for sugar. Oh, boy, this is it. Hurry up, Molly, and make some tea, will you? I want to try this out.
But what is it?
I can't tell you now till I try it out. Go on, please, make some tea. We'll try it on whoever comes in.
Well, all right, dear, if you say so, but if this is another one of your wild ideas...
Oh, boy, hot diggity, what an idea. And right in front of my nose all the time. Why didn't I ever think of this before? Why, it's marvelous. It's... Come in. Oh, boy.
Hi, mister.
Oh, hello there, little girl. I haven't got time to talk to you now. I'm right in the middle of an experiment.
I like peppermint better.
Better than what?
Experiment.
No, I didn't say experiment. I says experiment. I just made a great discovery. It saves sugar.
Oh, my daddy made a discovery like that, too, I betcha.
What? He did?
Sure. He discovered my mother, and she saved sugar. Hey, mister, do you know any law?
Pertaining to what?
Hmm?
I says, do I know any law pertaining to what? What kind of law? Criminal, civil, corporation, or what?
Criminal, I guess. Hmm. I'm in a jam, and I need a mouthpiece, see?
Now, don't talk like a hoodlum in a double feature, sis. What's on your mind?
Well... You won't tell anybody, huh?
No. Cross my heart. Now, what goes?
Well, isn't there something in the law that says you can't do something to somebody if it's been too long after you did it?
Yes, the statute of limitations says you can't prosecute for certain crimes and misdemeanors after a certain period of time has elapsed. Is that what you wanted to know?
Well, gee, I guess it was, I guess. Then they can't do anything to me, huh?
Well, that depends. What was this great crime you committed?
You won't tell anybody.
No, I won't tell.
Well, it was months and months ago, mister.
Uh-huh.
I was visiting my Aunt Daisy, and Papa was driving us home late at night.
Uh-huh.
And my cousin Stinky had given me a slingshot, only he didn't give it to me exactly.
Uh-huh.
I went to Plain Jack's, and I didn't cheat either.
Yes?
And when we were almost home...
Uh-huh.
You won't tell.
No. Oh, I won't tell.
I was kind of playing with the slingshot, and there was a stone in the car, and you know what I did?
Well, I'm beginning to get an idea.
Can they do anything?
No, I don't think so. Not now, but what exactly did you do?
Well, I threw the rock through Mrs. Uppington's window.
Ready now, McGee. Do you want some?
No, the experiment wouldn't work on me. I know the answer. We'll have to wait till some human guinea pig comes in that I can try it out on.
Well, it'll be better to wait a minute anyway and let the tea gain a little confidence. Now, just what is this great sugar substitute of yours?
I can't divulge it, Molly, but I'm telling you, it's the greatest idea since button shoes. All it is...
Let me peek now.
Who's
it? It's Abigail Uppington, dear.
Oh, great. She's the perfect guinea pig. She likes tea and she ain't too bright. Let her in.
Come in. Oh, hello, Abigail.
Oh, how do you do, Mrs. McGee? And Mr. McGee?
Hi, girlie. Where are you going so early?
Mr. McGee, I do so enjoy your witty remarks and sparkling personality.
Oh, you're the clip, all right. I like to say the same about you, Uppy, but we've been acquainted long enough to face the facts.
Well, what do you mean, Mr.
Oh, I just meant that...
Have a cup of tea, Abigail?
Oh, no, no, thank you, my dear. I just came from luncheon.
Oh, come on, Uppy, it's your favorite kind.
Oh, really? What kind is it?
What's your favorite kind?
Orange pico.
Ah, that's just what this is, all right. Oh. pour Uppy a cup of stuff, Molly. I'll put in the cream and sugar.
Oh, please, please. I don't take either cream or sugar.
No sugar?
No. No, thank you. I never use it. My figure, you know.
Yes, your figure, we know.
Man, this is delicious tea.
I think a little sugar would help it up.
Now,
come
listen,
on.
McGee. If Abigail doesn't want sugar, don't insist. If you had to battle your hips the way she does, you'd be a little more
now,
careful.
Mrs. McGee, I... Now, really, it's no effort whatsoever for me to keep my weight down.
Well, then why don't you do it?
For that matter, Mr. McGee, has the government been informed of that spare tire you're carrying about with you?
What do you mean, spare tire? You mean this bulge of muscle around my waist here?
Bulge of muscle, my eye.
And aside from that, Mr. McGee, what do you do with your old clothes?
Oh, I don't know. Give them away, I guess. Why?
Well, when you're through with that pair of trousers, please let me know.
Oh, I'd be glad to.
I know three young men who would like to have them.
What do you mean, three young men? Are you inferring that my pants are big enough for three guys to get them to...
McGee, stop interrupting Mrs. Uppington. What were you going to say, Abigail?
Mrs. McGee, I specifically requested no sugar in my tea.
I know you did.
And there is sugar in this tea. I could feel it in the bottom of the cup. I don't know how Mr. McGee managed to get it there, but I consider it a serious breach of good manners. I consider it, in short, a lousy trick.
McGee, you know, she's the only woman I know who can use that word as if Emily Post approved of it. How did you get that sugar in there?
There wasn't any sugar in it. I used my substitute.
Well, heavenly days, maybe you have got something after all.
You betcha.
You certainly fooled her. What did you use?
Well, sir...
Wait a minute now. Huh? McGee, did you leave a leaky bottle of something on the table when you were experimenting?
No, why?
Well, I thought I heard a little drip.
Oh, you did. Wimple just come up on the porch. When he comes in, offer him a cup of tea, too, and I'll give my substitute another
all
test.
Right. Oh, look at the poor fella. He's all bandaged up.
Oh, well, we better not comment. He might get sick.
Come in.
Hello, Mrs. McGee. Hello, Mr. McGee.
Hello.
Hi, Wimple, old man. How's everything?
Oh, healing up just fine, Mr. McGee.
Tea, Mr. Wimple, it's just fresh.
Thank you, Mrs. McGee. I think I will. I just love tea, though Sweetie Face prefers coffee, so we never have tea.
Cream, Mr. Wimple?
No, thank you.
How much sugar, Wimp?
One lump, please.
There you are, my boy, and drink hearty.
I used to always take two lumps, but now I just use one and stir like the very Dickens. Pardon the profanity, Mrs. McGee.
Oh, that's all right, Mr. Wimple. Is your tea sweet enough for you?
Oh, it's just fine, Mrs. McGee. It's simply delicious. My, I wish Sweetie Face was as good a cook as you.
Oh, go on.
Is Sweetie Face sort of a stoop with a stove, Wim?
Indeed she is, Mr. McGee. Though she made some biscuits yesterday that were knockouts.
Oh, she did she?
Yes. She hit me with one of them, and I was knocked out for 20 minutes.
You should have got right up and hung one on her beezer, Wimp.
Oh, I know, Mr. McGee, but somehow I just can't hit a woman.
Well, good for you, Mr. Wimple. The sentiment does you credit.
It isn't sentiment, Mrs. McGee. It's just that her reach is longer than mine. I just stand there and swing at her like a silly old fool.
Wish her any bad luck, Wimp, but I hope you connect one of these days. I think it would do her good.
Think it would do her good? My goodness, what do you think it would do for me? Well, thank you for the tea. It was just delicious.
Well, come again soon, Mr. Wimp.
Hey, Wimp, before you go, I don't like to get personal, but how come all the bandages and court plaster and stuff? You and Sweetie Face have a little set, too?
Yes.
Oh.
And over such a simple thing, too. Mm-hmm. I merely asked her a question.
What question?
Oh, I just said that in view of the sugar shortage, instead of Sweetie Face, why couldn't I call her Sour Puss?
My,
Yeah?
It works. I really got something.
But, McGee, he asked for sugar.
Sure he did, but he didn't get any, and he was satisfied, wasn't he? You saw him stirring it up, didn't you?
But what did you do, dear?
Like most great inventions, Molly, it's really very simple. Look at the bottom of the cups.
Oh, what'd you do?
I just roughened up the bottom of the cups. You see, when you stir your coffee or tea, the spoon scrapes on it, and it feels just like sugar. Now, hide them cups so I can write a letter to Leon Henderson. Here, tell him I want to say this. Ladies and gentlemen, if you haven't already registered for sugar rationing, may we urge you to do so within the next 2 days. Cooperation with the authorities in this matter is as vital to our war effort as almost anything you can do. Your local newspaper will tell you the exact place of registration in your neighborhood, though in Canada, a different system is in effect.
Remember now that every pound of sugar we don't use means so much more ammunition for our soldiers, as it takes a fifth of an acre of sugar cane to fire a big gun just once.
So, let's raise cane where it counts. Good night.
Good night, all.
Fibber McGee and Molly and the Sugar Substitute, a wartime episode from May 5th, 1942. Just 5 months earlier, the United States had entered World War II following the attack on Pearl Harbor, Hawaii. The live radio shows during that era quickly stepped forward to do their part to support the war effort, not only offering up escapist entertainment, but also frequently integrating issues of rationing being experienced by the home front. Now, that episode also harkened back to a previous joke. In January of 1942, there was a mystery of who threw a rock through Mrs. Uppington's window. And earlier in the episode we just played, you heard the little girl, Teeny, as voiced by Marion Jordan, admitting she was the culprit. I'm Greg Bell, and next on Wind Radio Was, we'll enter the weird circle for a scary story based on the works of 19th century French author Guy de Maupassant. It begins right after this.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeoplradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR. Now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and let me tell you about our North State Now show on Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR. The first Thursday of the month will be yours truly, covering arts and entertainment and all kinds of fun stuff. The second Thursday will be Michelle Slade, highlighting and interviewing North State heroes. The third Thursday is James Masada and Rhonda Alvey, bringing you all things with Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. And the fourth Thursday from Shasta Regional Medical Center is Dr. Orna Gill, covering all things women's health. The title sponsor for North State Now is the Reading Civic Auditorium, also brought to you by the Black Bear Diner, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Carlene's Restaurant and Bar, located at 1100 Center Street. That's North State Now, right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM. 6 p.m., North State Now.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Welcome back to When Radio Was, where it's time once again for an adaptation of a 19th century literary tale as offered up by the Weird Circle. This time it's the works of French author Guy de Maupassant, often called one of the fathers of the modern short story, a direct influence for many later authors. This episode, known as The Rope of Hair, is based on his ghost story, The Apparition, and is from April 16, 1944.
The Weird Circle. In this cave, by the restless sea, we are met to call from out the past stories strange and weird. Bellkeeper, toll the bell, so all may know we are gathered again in the Weird Circle.
Good evening, Weird Circle fans. Welcome once again to the Ogden's Playhouse. Tonight we bring you one of the strangest stories ever told, The Rope of Hair, based on Apparition by Guy de Maupassant.
Out of the past, phantoms of a world gone by speak again the immortal tale, The Rope of Hair.
I am often puzzled by the three processes, love, hate, and death, which perhaps more than the others influences our minds. I have learned but little more of them in my life. Perhaps the words and secrets of the three were in the diary in the old chateau. I have never known that. But I have learned fear. I have become afraid of the night. It was long ago when I was in garrison at Rouen. I was walking one evening along the quay when I observed a man who looked up at me from thoughtful contemplation of the slowly moving water. I hesitated, surprised at something, some recognition in his eyes.
Victor.
Yes?
Victor, don't you know me?
Why, Jacques, can it be you, Jacques Lafontaine?
Yes, Victor, of course.
Well, Jacques, I can't believe it's really you.
Then even my oldest friend doesn't know me.
But it's been so long, Jacques, so long since our last meeting. It's 5 years since Jean Dirac's ball.
It's changed me, then.
Well, at first I didn't recognize you, but in 5 years...
In 5 years, most people don't grow gray and stoop, do they, Victor?
It depends.
Say it, man. Go ahead and say it. You think I'd let myself go. You even think I was ready to jump off the quay.
Well, were you?
You've always been like that, Victor. Calm and easy. But no. In fact, unbelievable as it may seem, I was wondering where you were.
You must have known I was stationed here.
Yes, everyone knows where the distinguished captain, the Marquis de La Tour Samuel, can be found. But, you see, Victor, I hated the thought of coming to you like this.
But as officers, we must soon have had business together anyway.
Then you haven't even heard that...
Heard what?
That I had resigned my commission, left the glory of our country in the hands of the dashing...
Doc, you had a fine career ahead of you. Your position, your influence, they pointed to everything ahead.
And now perhaps everything is behind. Is that it, Victor?
Oh, life is never as bitter as that. For men as young as we, a great deal lies ahead.
For a man who has written his own destiny in one moment? No.
What's happened, Jacques? Can't you tell me? Perhaps supper, a little entertainment. The city will be lively tonight. It'll do you good to forget your troubles.
Thank you, Victor, but we've been walking toward my rooming house. I hoped you might dine with me. We can talk quietly there.
Because we're old friends, yes. For anyone else, though, well, the evening is young and there are other things to do in the city.
Just this one evening. Can't you, Victor?
If that's what you want, Jacques, my time is yours.
Sure. Here. Hmm? This is the place, here.
This?
I know it's not a good section of the city. The place is run down, but it's comfortable. And with your soldiers quartered here, it was hard to find any place to stay at all. Come on in.
Let me follow you, Jacques. It's so dark in here, I can't see where to go.
I'll get this candle. There. Now, come on up this way. My room is right here at the top of the stairs. This door.
Well, go on, open it. What's the matter?
Shh.
What is it, Jacques?
I don't know.
Here, let me have the candle. It'll shake out of your hand. Now what's happened?
There's something. Somebody in there.
Well, open the door and find out.
Perhaps we better not.
If there's somebody in your room, we'll find out who it is.
No, Victor, please. Well, please, Victor.
What's frightening you so?
Oh, good evening, monsieur.
Oh, Mrs. Dupré.
Yes, monsieur, did I startle you? You see, it was time for supper, so I brought it up to you, monsieur. I lit the candles in your room. I know
yes.
that you...
Yes, thank you, Mrs. Dupré, and bring another, please. The captain's dining with me.
But certainly, monsieur. Immediately, monsieur.
Come in. Come in, Victor. We'll wait just a few minutes until she comes back.
I think your Mrs. Dupré was as frightened as you were. Do you always frighten each other?
No. No, it was just that I didn't expect...
Jacques, seriously, what's on your mind? Certainly you aren't living in this place from choice. It's so near your own chateau. Why aren't you there?
That's what I wanted to talk to you about, Victor.
Well, if it's money, Jacques, why say so? You know you needn't go through all this. I'll gladly...
It's more than money.
Well, then, love?
Love, Victor? In the circle of things, where does hate end and love begin? Can you answer that?
Did you want me to come up here to talk riddles, Jacques?
Well, it was love, Victor. The most beautiful woman in the world.
Well, come on, out with it. Don't just sit there picking at the front of your tunic as though you were covered with dog hairs. What's this all about?
What?
Ever since we sat down, you've been pulling imaginary hairs out of your jacket there. Can't you sit still for a minute and relax?
Oh, was I? I'm sorry, Victor, but you see, I'm going to ask a favor of you that I'd hate to ask anyone else.
Anything you say, Jacques.
You see, several years ago, right after you last saw me, I was married to the most beautiful woman in the world. Oh, life was a sweet thing. We were the happiest couple in France.
And what happened?
She died, Victor. She died, and now she's dead and rotting in a grave. That's what death does to people, isn't it, Victor? She died just 1 year after I'd married her. Just 1 year of terrible happiness. Terrible because I guess no man has a right to so much. Well, on the day she died, I locked the door to our room, left the chateau, and as you see, Victor, I can never make myself go back.
And you want something?
Would you do it? Would you go back to my... to our room there, Victor?
What do you want me to do?
In the right-hand drawer of the desk in our room, there is a book. A diary which right now can mean more to me than anything else in the world. You'll know it because on it, it's marked with my crest across the front. Will you go?
I'll go tomorrow. I'll be free then.
I'll wait here until you come back with it. Oh, Victor!
Your supper, monsieur.
Oh.
I've brought it up as quickly as I could. Will that be all right, monsieur? You see the...
Just put it on the table, Mrs. Dupré. Thank you.
There, monsieur. I hope you enjoy it, monsieur.
Victor, sit down there. I'll write a note to the caretaker at the chateau and get you the keys to the room and to the desk.
Hasn't he the keys?
No one has a key to that room but me.
Why, Jacques? Is it haunted?
No.
Oh, come, Jacques. Your nerves are all on edge. Let's go out. There's a little place.
No, thank you, Victor. I'll stay here until tomorrow. Tomorrow, when you've come back with the diary.
I left him then, sunk into that attitude of deep concentration I had noticed as he stared into the dark waters of the Seine. For a while, I forgot Jacques. But the strange depression and fear that marked his attitude had shocked me. The way he sat, almost afraid to speak, plucking those imaginary hairs from the front of his tunic like a weak, frightened child. Not like the stalwart, ambitious young man I had known as a companion in boyhood. A young man, if ever there was one, destined to become the pride of his regiment. In the morning, my ride across the fields and through the cool summer woods somehow filled me with an intoxicating happiness. I took with me for a companion a Lieutenant Laroque, a friend of mine from the regiment, and I was thankful later for his sensible company. But in the exhilaration of the moment, I almost forgot the gloomy implications of my trip.
There's that old chateau, Captain. Have you noticed it before?
That's where we're going.
To that place?
Yes, I have an errand there. You know the place, then?
I've passed by it several times. Never stopped. I thought it was deserted until the other day when I saw an old man standing by the gate.
Caretaker, isn't he?
I guess so. He threw stones at one of my soldiers who tried to stop for water. Chased him away before he could get inside the gates. I almost had to have the man thrown in jail to calm the soldier's feelings.
Well, he's not on guard today.
He's not at work either. Look at the condition of this place. Why, the gate's practically rusted off its hinges.
I can remember when this lawn was as smooth as velvet, and every path was well kept. But it's not my worry. Oh, where is this confounded caretaker anyway?
I'll see, Captain. Hey there!
No sign of life? I'll join you.
Is anybody here?
Try another door, Laroque.
Yes, sir. I'll try this one around the side.
Well?
You the caretaker?
Yes, I am Pierre. What is it you want?
I have a letter here.
Well, there's no one here. Can't you see that? This place is deserted.
The letter is for you.
Well, then give it here.
See here, you. Take off your hat when you're addressing an officer.
Never mind, Laroque. Let him read the letter. I'm anxious to get this over. Military dignity doesn't have much place here.
What's that? It once did. This was the proudest house in Normandy.
Never mind, Pierre. Read the letter.
Well, I have read it.
Well?
Well, what do you want?
You ought to know. Your master's orders are there. I want to enter the chateau.
Are you going into his room?
Are you trying to put me through an examination?
But, I'll go and see if it is prepared. If it is all right.
That won't be necessary.
But it has not been entered since the death. I'd better see you.
But you see, Pierre, I have the key and you have not. Now step back. Let us go through.
Yes, Captain. Right through my kitchen there. That door enters the main hall.
Come on, Ralph.
Coming, sir.
This door, Pierre?
Yes, Captain. Through there and up the stairs.
Oh, look, Captain. Look at the size of this hall.
Yes, Laroque. And look at the dust. Must be half an inch thick on that table.
You know, it must have been magnificent here once.
I knew it well when it was. Here, the stairs are over here. Let's go up. Somehow I don't like the place so much now.
Oh. The old man has shut the door down there. I don't think he likes us very much.
We're just invading his privacy, that's all. Anybody'd be strange stuck in this place.
Well, I certainly wouldn't like it.
This is the door, I think.
Well, the air hasn't been changed in here for years.
What's that? Smells like a tomb.
It's dark enough to be one. I'll open that shutter over there. Oh, it's stuck, Captain.
Never mind. My eyes are getting used to the dim light now, anyway.
Yes, so are mine now. Look at this room. Somebody must have had a fight in here. The furniture's all out of place.
Stop imagining things, Laroque. I don't like this at all. Let's not add anything to this by digging into a man's private past.
Captain, didn't you say you had the only key to this room?
Yes, I have. Why?
Look at the bed. Why? The pillow's still pressed down. Somebody's been lying on it.
And lying very still. Look there. You can almost see the form of the body pressed into the covers.
Almost like a corpse.
You're listening to The Weird Circle. We've got more coming up right after this short break.
Ladies and gentlemen, the story you are about to hear is true. The names have been changed to protect the innocent.
Radio's top cop takes on all the vice the post-war decade had to offer in Dragnet's true-to-life police procedurals.
It was Saturday, July 18th. It was warm in Los Angeles. We were working the day watch out of homicide detail. My partner's Frank Smith. The boss is Captain Lorman. My name's Friday.
Jack Webb, the creator of the series, stars as Sergeant Joe Friday in Radio Spirit's special 10-CD collection, Dragnet, Big Crime.
Something else you ought to know.
Yeah, what's that?
That gun he's got, the 22 rifle?
Yeah.
He's got a real thing about guns. Big collection. Rifles, pistols, automatics, a whole bunch of them.
Yeah.
And they all work.
The cases worked by radio's most earnest law enforcement officer were compelling in their depiction of commonplace tragedies. Dragnet, Big Crime, brings you 20 digitally restored and remastered episodes of this radio classic.
Go in. I quit.
All right, throw the gun out, Gray. Throw the gun out.
I won't do it.
Come on, throw that gun out.
Lay it off.
Dragnet Big Crime is regularly priced at $39.98. But today, When Radio Was listeners can save $15 and get Big Crime for just $24.98. Plus, get free shipping. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code Friday77.
Everything we did, he planned it. We asked about something, he said not to worry about it. He had it all figured.
Yeah.
All we said, he was as smart as any cop. Kept telling us you made mistakes.
We do.
That's what he said.
He should have told you the rest of it.
What do you mean?
We can make them more than once.
Don't make the mistake of missing out on this outstanding offer. Go to radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248. And remember, offer code Friday77. This offer is available for a limited time only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Do you want to learn more about catfishing? If so, stay tuned to learn more right after this brief timeout.
Attention, whitetail hunter. Finally, an opportunity to match your bow hunting skills against fellow hunters. Divided into 14 regions, solo and three-person teams compete to harvest the biggest buck in their region. Qualify for the 2020 North American Whitetail Championships in Kansas and a chance to win $50,000. Runs this September through January. Register today at NAWTC.com. NAWTC.com.
One of the best ways to catch catfish on the river is drifting. Drifting is where your boat floats with the current along flats in the river, and you bounce your fresh bait just off the bottom. As your boat drifts along, it floats by the nose of a catfish, and the fight is on. To learn more about this topic and many more, check us out on drawntowildlife.com, where the seasons never end.
Welcome back to the Weird Circle and the Rope of Hair on When Radio Was.
A noted craftsman in the matter of plotting and weaving incredible and absorbing tales, Guy de Maupassant is at his best in this Weird Circle narrative. And now, back to our story. To help his friend Jacques, and to discover the cause of his depression and fear, Victor, the dashing young Marquis de La Tour Samuel, has undertaken to retrieve three packets of papers from Jacques' deserted chateau. He had already entered the room, unopened since the death of Jacques' wife, when he discovered to his horror the imprint of a body still pressed into the covers and pillow of the bed.
Almost like a corpse. Yes, it was almost as though a corpse had lain there. But all at once, the ridiculous aspect of the situation brought me back to my senses. Varrock?
Yes, Captain?
You'd better go stand guard outside the door so that our real menace, the caretaker, doesn't come up and interrupt us. I'll get the diary I'm after, and we'll get out of here.
Very well, Captain. I'll shut the door so you won't be disturbed.
I was trying to sound brave. There are times when the uniform of a captain forces courage. But I did feel better with Laroque guarding the door. A draft from the still-shuttered window was beginning to freshen the atmosphere. I opened the drawer of the desk and began fumbling among the litter of papers there. I found the diary, just as Jacques said I would, in a plain packet with his crest on the face of it. A crest that had been the bravest in France. The breeze from the window stirred the hangings behind me, but engrossed as I was in finding the diary, I paid but little attention to the stirring in the room.
Yes, there it is. You have really come for it. But you are not Jacques. I shall try to remember. He should have come, not you. No, you are not Jacques. But you will do as well.
For endless time, I say, we faced each other there. But only for a moment, really. The woman seated herself in a chair. Her white garment made no sound as she put her hand to her head. She tried to stroke the long black hair that hung almost to the floor. It was black, but with a blackness that has no light, no life. In her other hand, she had a comb. She held it toward me.
Monsieur, you can do me a great service. I am suffering. Oh, I am suffering so. They will not comb my hair. You will comb my hair. You will comb my hair. Oh, I am suffering.
I took the comb from her hand and lifted that long hair. That hair which gave my skin a feeling of awful cold. A feeling of handling snakes. Cold. Cold and dead. The feeling still clings about my fingers. I handled that icy hair. I twisted it. I braided it. I bound it and unbound it. And while I let that horrible mane run through my fingers, she sighed and, trance-like, began to talk. Forgetting, perhaps, that I was not Jacques.
Ah, that's better. The mirror is gone now. The mirror in which I watched you so many times combing my hair. And with what adoration in your eyes. Your brave, strong fingers playing there in the hair of a weak woman. So brave, so strong. Jacques loves me. Jacques loves me. That was the song that my heart sang when first we were here like this. I love Jacques. I love Jacques. That was the song I thought was echoed back. But pride and strength and killing. Yes, I saw you kill Jacques. Once I saw you kill for power. Power, strength, pride. Being a soldier, being strong, they were your idols. What does a weak woman want of those things? When you brought me here, Jacques, my head was high. My pulses beat with joy at the peace and happiness I expected. But you'd always been strong, Jacques. Always strong and brutal with the strength you adored. Then when I saw you kill Jacques, I knew that the fascination of hate was my love. Hatred of you. Of whom I need fear nothing because you loved me. Hate, not love. I was fascinated too, Jacques, when I wrote these things. Wrote them in that diary you're taking. Wrote of my hatred and my growing fear of you. Then that day, I watched you in the mirror as you braided my hair. Braided it into a strong rope. And because I'd written that I hated you, slip it slowly, so slowly and calmly, over my head and around my neck. But you will never do it again, will you, Jacques? Because now, Jacques, you're going to comb it free again. Comb it free when I come to you for that diary. Yes, Jacques is going to comb it free again. I shall come for the diary, Jacques.
We'll have more from the Weird Circle right after this short break.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading.
Join the revolution.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Welcome back to the Weird Circle on Wynn Radio Was.
The Rock! The Rock!
What is it, Captain?
This closet door. That woman went in there. For the love of heaven, open it quickly.
But, Captain, it's locked, bolted outside here.
Can't be. She went in there.
Who?
That woman who was here.
Well, no one came in here, sir. Perhaps it was a shadow.
No, LaRock. I saw her. I heard... Can I be mad?
I'll break that shutter, Captain. We'll have some light.
And the closet door was bolted. In the light that flooded the room, I began to feel foolish. There was no sign, no indication, except for an overturned chair, that I had not been alone the whole time. With more calmness than I felt, we descended the great stair, crossed the huge dusty hall, and were at last out in the fresh air. We did not see Pierre again when we left the chateau. We drew rein before my lodgings. The groom took our horses.
Well, sir, the ride has been very pleasant, but... Captain, do you feel all right?
Doc, I'm going up to my room. I need a rest. Will you deliver this diary to my friend? Here's the address. Tell him anything you like. Tell him I'm ill, sunstroke, anything at all. I'll see him there.
Of course, Captain. Oh, just a moment, sir.
What is it? Why are you looking at the front of my coat like that?
Why, those hairs.
Hairs?
Yes, Captain. All twisted in the buttons. They're long and black like a woman's.
Yes, there were the same dead long hairs twisted in the buttons of my jacket. I pulled at them, every nerve in my body revolting at the cold feeling. Slowly, one by one, I pulled them off, dropping them from my fingers like poison things.
Can I help you, Captain?
Could he help me? No, but there was another he could help. I remembered how Jacques had sat, like a bashful child, pulling at the imaginary hairs in the front of his coat, begging me to get that diary to him. No, LaRock. Take this diary to my friend quickly. Quickly, LaRock.
Yes, sir.
It was better in my room. Somehow I could think there. But Jacques, his fear and his worry haunted me. A few hairs still clung to my jacket. Absently, I pulled them out and dropped them from the window, every nerve in my body revolting at their cold feeling. Then, with a sudden resolve, I went into the street again and headed toward Jacques' lodgings. I knew that I had to talk to him about what had happened. I hurried across the city. LaRock came toward me a few steps from Jacques' house.
Captain.
Have you delivered the diary already, LaRock?
I left it in his room, Captain. The gentleman wasn't at home.
Not there? He promised to wait until I got back.
The room was empty. The concierge had not seen him go out, Captain, but she had been in the basement, and he might have slipped out without her seeing him.
Very well, LaRock. I'll go and see him.
Do you wish me to come, sir?
No. You go on. I'll wait for him to come back.
Very well. It's that house right there, sir.
That house right there. That house right there. As though I wouldn't know that dirty doorway, those warped steps. Every detail of the last 24 hours seemed to have fixed itself like an etching in my brain.
Yes, monsieur?
I must see Monsieur Jacques. Monsieur Jacques.
But he's not in, monsieur. There was another gentleman just a few minutes
ago. He must
ago.
Be here. Let me in.
But, monsieur...
He must be.
Monsieur, I tell you that he's...
This is his door, isn't it?
He's not in, monsieur.
We'll see about that. Jacques. Be quiet. Stand there.
He's dead. Oh, monsieur, he's dead. In my house.
His hand is cold. Is there a doctor near here?
Yes, monsieur. I'll call him.
Jacques was sitting huddled in a chair, a surprised look on his face. But he was white. White and somehow shriveled. I looked around for the diary which Laroque had delivered, but it was not to be seen. Some touch of the fear I had felt in facing the woman at Jacques' chateau chilled me again. After only a moment, I heard voices outside in the passageway.
It is here, monsieur. Right. A gentleman came, and we found him so...
All right, then, take me in there.
It doesn't seem it could be possible. It was only a few minutes ago, and I saw with my own eyes that Monsieur Jacques was not in his room. It could not
be... Be quiet, please.
It isn't possible.
Quiet, please. Pardon, monsieur. What has happened here?
I don't know anything more than she has told you. We came in and found him this way, in the chair.
Let's see. His pulse? Yes, he's dead, no doubt of that. His hand is cold already.
But there was no way in
which... Man must have led an active life. He was not very old, and yet...
The doctor leaned, peering over Jacques' body. His hand reached out slowly toward the front of the coat. He plucked at one of the buttons.
Here. What do you suppose this is? Why, it's a hair. Long, black hair. And there are more of them. Almost as though he had been combing a woman's hair when he died.
Look, monsieur. Still more of them. Around his neck.
I watched the doctor with his thumb and forefinger hold the hair before his curiously staring eyes. I knew then that it had been no shadow I had seen at the chateau. I had heard the threatening words, and she had come for the diary at last.
From the time-worn pages of the past, we have brought you the story, The Rope of Hair. Bellkeeper, toll the bell.
The Rope of Hair was an adaptation of the Guy de Maupassant story, Apparition.
From April 16, 1944, The Apparition was just one of over 300 short stories penned by 19th century French author Guy de Maupassant, who also wrote six novels, three travel books, and a volume of verse. He was renowned for his clever plotting and influenced many later authors, including Somerset Maugham, O. Henry, and Henry James. A number of his other stories would also be adapted for radio, including The Horla, The Hand, and The Necklace. For example, one of the most requested productions of The Horla is an episode of Mystery in the Air, a summer series starring Peter Lorre and narrated by Harry Morgan, who, of course, years later played Joe Friday's partner on the 1960s Dragnet and was Colonel Sherman Potter on MASH. Back to the author. An early death, though, cut short his prolific career. I'll detail his demise and wrap up when radio was right after this.
A thing if it ain't got that swing.
Break it down with musicrewind.com and Ella and Her Fellas, a 2-CD compilation of 40 original vocal and instrumental collaborations with the First Lady of Song, Ella Fitzgerald, featuring Louis Armstrong, The Ink Spots, Nelson Riddle, Count Basie, The Mills Brothers, and many more.
When I linger on, dear,
the very thought of you.
Go to MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 now to swing and sway with Ella and her fellas. Pay only $17.98, plus get a bonus of reduced shipping today by using promo code Ella77.
Crooked letter I, humpback, Mississippi, blowing down to New Orleans.
A biscuit, a tasket, a brown and yellow basket.
Take a sentimental journey with Ella and Eddie Haywood, or hop on the A train with Ella and Duke Ellington today for only $17.98 at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Use promo code Ella77 for reduced shipping.
The moment that we met, my heart went, oops, I never will forget.
And got that old feeling when you came inside.
That's MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 to order Ella and her fellas now. Remember Ella77 to pay the amazingly low price of $17.98 and to save on shipping. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
A friend in Denver mentioned the tax she pays quarterly to the city in order to have an office there. We laughed about what the city calls an occupational privilege tax because it's difficult to see any privilege in it. She must pay extra for each employee in her office. Ironically, they now require the payments to be sent to an address in Dallas. Is that because even the city of Denver doesn't want to pay the tax on its own employees? So they ship the work off to a city that doesn't charge such fees? Either way, it's an abuse of taxing authority, and there is nothing funny about that. This is just another way for government to grab your money. It's wrong, and it's just not that complicated.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Welcome back. Before the break, we heard an episode of The Weird Circle, based on a story by author Guy de Maupassant. The 19th century French writer was just 42 when he died in 1893. In his youth, he had contracted syphilis, and that illness led to madness. Following a failed suicide attempt, he was committed to a private asylum, where he died a year or so later. He also wrote his own epitaph. I've coveted everything and taken pleasure in nothing. As I mentioned, he was just 42. I'm Greg Bell, and I want to remind you, be sure to take a little time and visit us at the website, which is whenradiowas.com. And until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by RadioSpirits.com. This is your